on a mission from God.
We're on a mission from God.
Man, you gotta understand, this is a lot bigger than any domestic problems you might be experiencing.
Ma'am, would it make you feel any better if you knew that what we're asking Matt here to do is a holy thing?
See, we're on a mission from God.
It's 106 miles from Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
You're listening to the Shaking Wake Radio Network, where the truth is all that matters, and the truth will make you free. ShakenWakeRadio.com.
Tune in every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, with John Durash of NationalLibertyAlliance.org. Learn how we the people are holding the system accountable with common law grand juries across the nation.
And I'm waiting for you to follow me.
John will be taking questions from the Shake and Wake Radio chat room. Or you can Skype or call in. Visit NationalLibertyAlliance.org for more information. Every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, John Durash of NationalLibertyAlliance.org on ShakeAndWakeRadio.com. If you'd like to visit, you can visit NationalLibertyAlliance.org or go to the Shake and Wake Radio chat room. And now, your host, John Durash.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to National Liberty Alliance's weekly call. Today is Monday, October 6, 2014. And we'll start off reading God's Word, and then we'll get into things. Let's see. Chapter 3. We're going to read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm not sure how many verses, maybe 10 or 15 verses. We read in chapter 3, Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain, and from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men, to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And all that man should eat and drink and enjoy, and the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor can any be taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God require that which is past. All right, this evening we're going to talk about a few things, really just trying to get organized and preparing for the papers that we're going to be ready to file. We are ready to file the papers. The papers have been completed, and we're just waiting to finish making sure we get organized, because we want our papers to come from each of the states involved. And we also are starting to prepare for a press campaign, or media campaign, shall I say. And anybody who would like to get involved with that can send me an email and just request, and maybe you can work with us to try to put groups together to really get out there to put the word out of what we're doing and where we're at. We've worked for some, goodness, 6, 12, 18 months now, I think it's been. And in 18 months, we've come quite a long way. We've built up a pretty large membership. We've built up exposure. NLA has exposure in a lot of places. Most people have heard of us already, so that's a good thing. And we know that we get a lot of hits, so a lot of people have visited us, and we're hoping at some point soon we're going to get a landslide of people coming into the system, and I think we're coming to that point. But we do need to be positioned in such a way so that we're able to receive these people. We have to continue to structure ourselves and really organize a little better. We're not really organized well enough. We're very close, but we're just not organized well enough. We have about 8 states that we've had some leadership in it, but they just don't seem to be stepping up at the bat. And I'm going to name those states tonight. We're looking for leaderships in those states. If anybody that's in that state is a leader and they want to get up and get involved, well, then by all means do it. If not, then we're looking for new leadership in those states. We need somebody to step up and take the bull by the horn, so to speak, in their state. Unless we have people who are willing to lead in each of these states, we're not ready to do what we want to do. I think one of the things that's going to happen once we do this next filing and start pressing real hard with this media campaign we're planning is we're going to get a lot more members. The timing is working to be about the same time. They should be pretty close to finished with the civil course that's been put together. And that should be being released soon. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to taking that course. That course is a requirement for anyone who wants to become an administrator, and anybody can become an administrator. The only requirement is the desire to do it and to take that course. And there's other courses that we'll put together specifically for the administrators. But the course in general is open to the public. It's open to anyone. At some point in time, I think we're going to need to require people like the sheriffs or anybody who's an oath keeper, anybody who's working in a position that takes an oath, an elected individual, especially a sheriff, they need to take these courses. And so maybe we'll make it a requirement for them. But of course, for us, we have to do it. But anyway, we're going to get a lot of people who would like to take this course just because they want to, you know, learn. And I know there's a lot of people who have not signed up that will want to take the course. And it's a free course, so that'll be a motivation for people to sign up. And I think people will, so we'll build our membership with that. But one of the key things is if we're not organized well enough, structured well enough to receive a great influx of people, there's that potential of losing control. And what I mean by losing control, ultimately, is getting out of control. We're not here on a witch hunt. We're not here out of anger. We're here to save the Republic. And that's the prize that we keep in view. And the only way we're going to save the Republic is if the people step up and we take back our courts. That's it. Once we take back the courts, you take back justice in America, you've taken everything back. Because if we bring justice back into the courts and we don't permit all of the illegal activity that's going on there, if we don't permit that to continue and we stop it, and we open ourselves up to a position or a point where people make complaints concerning our government anywhere in office, and we can go correct that because that's what our duty is, that's what our job would be. So we can go correct that and make sure that they obey the law. We've brought justice and order back to the whole process. And of course, there'll always be someone somewhere breaking the law, taking advantage of a position or an authority, and we'll catch them, and we'll deal with them. The people will deal with them. But generally speaking, things will be brought back into order. All of these problems would really literally disappear. But in order to do this, we don't have time for a witch hunt. We need to focus in on saving the nation. And so we're willing to work with anyone that's in power right now, providing they're willing to obey the law from this point forward. And that's the key. That's the only way we're going to be successful here. At some point in time, if these people are really that wicked, of course, people will file their complaints and they'll be dealt with later. But we're certainly not going to go seek and search them out. I've gotten ideas from people who are not necessarily part of us, but they try to tell me how we think, how we should be doing things and how things should be going, and they just don't understand. And if they had their way, you know, it would become a witch hunt, and a lot more problems would really erupt from that. So anyway, when we get an influx of people, we need to be able to control them. We need to be able to keep them focused in on the principles. We can't get to a point where we start to develop that we're going to have chairman and rules and regulations. That's what got us to where we're at today. We don't need chairman, we don't need rules, and we don't need regulations. All we need is principles, nothing more than principles. And the three main principles that we've been pressing along since the beginning was to have a sense of honor, a sense of mercy, and a sense of justice. And upon those three principles, if we are acting in honor, we're acting with mercy when mercy is due, and we're acting in justice, true justice, we're being just to people. Everything hinges on that. That's the three principles that will guide us and keep us. And we don't need rules. We'll know when the person next to us that's working with us forgets those rules, and we can remind them of those rules, and we can require of them those rules. That's all we need to require of each other, honor, justice, and mercy. And it's all we need to teach the people that are going to come in to become qualified to do this job as a grand jurist or as a trial jurist, that they have that sense of honor, justice, and mercy. People don't need to know the law to be able to judge. Judging has nothing to everybody. The law is written in men's hearts. People can logically look at things and discover what the problem is and figure it out. All we have to do is just put our heads together and think about it and figure out what's the best way to deal with this problem or that problem. And that's what a jury does. They get together and they say, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix the focus? And again, we do give the focus of the two other principles that we hold, the maxims. For every injury, there must be a remedy. That's the key. That's the key focus of what we're doing. And the other one, of course, is in order for there to be a crime, there must be a victim. And that protects our rights. You know, if someone wants to do something and they have an unalienable right, and people may not like that, and they might want to control that or whatever the case may be, They may see it as bad behavior or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. If there's no victim, there's no crime, you got to leave that person alone. And again, so driven by those two maxims and these three principles, it'll take us wherever, you know, it'll put us in the right place, and we'll be able to make good judgments. But we all know when someone does wrong, we don't have to have some kind of a code to tell us anything. We know when someone's been wronged by someone, and we can figure out what needs to be done to reinstate that person, to restore that person to their former being before they were the wrongdoing was committed upon them. And usually that wrongdoing, of course, is by the government. Okay, so we know how to fix that. Or it could be, of course, from another person. We know how to fix that. You don't have to know codes. You don't have to know statutes. None of that is relevant. Now, of course, if people who are in power, they break the rule in some way and they assault someone in some way, they do a wrongdoing, and there is law concerning that. There are statutes. And, of course, that's where we come in, where we have a little bit of training to be able to apply those statutes. And there's not that many of them. You know, when someone who is in authority and power wrongs another human being, and they have, the statutes are written for them. It's written for the bureaucrat. It's written for the elected individual. It's written for the appointed person. That's what statutes are written for, to control them. They're policies and procedures for our government officials who've been given, power and authority in certain areas. And when they abuse that power and abuse that authority in certain areas, then we have to do something about it. And that's what those statutes are for. But statutes could never be used to control the behavior of people. So, you see, if we start making rules, and we start getting chairman, and the chairman becomes bigger and more important than everyone else in the room, because that's usually what happens, then we're just going to become them, and we're going to return back, just as the Bible says, the sow returns back to the mire. So we don't want to be in that position. So that's the key. This is not difficult stuff. It doesn't require, the need to be a brain surgeon or something, or a rocket scientist. It's just common sense. That's all it is. Now, it is true that we need exposure to a lot of things. For instance, trial by jury by Lysander Spooner. It's extremely important that we become exposed to that particular essay. And so that becomes part of our course. It's important that we become exposed to a great book like The 5,000-Year Leap, and to the principles and sayings of our founding fathers. All of these things are important. We don't need to remember them necessarily, but we will if we're impressed by them and they become important to us. We'll be very surprised what we remember. And that's what the civics course is all about, really, is just to give us exposure to our founding fathers, exposure to common law, exposure to the jury process, how things work, exposure to the relationship we, the people, had with our Creator when this nation was born, and why there is a requirement to continue that relationship with that Creator. Because our founding fathers understood this clearly when they wrote the preamble for the Constitution. And of the five or six reasons that were given, the purpose for government, what government is really, the end results of what government is to really apply and care for. And one of that was to secure the blessings of liberty. So our founding fathers had it right. Liberty is a blessing, and government is there to secure that blessing. But if we're not blessed, there's nothing there to secure. And so that's why we do need to recognize the Creator and realize these things. Okay, I'd like to go into the states we do not have SEALs for. Now, we may have SEALs there, but I don't know what happened to the people. They're just not responding. So we're looking for new leadership in these areas. And I'm going to read those states. If anybody in those states that would like to step up to take leadership in those states, send me an email, john@nationallibertyalliance.org. Now, we did have someone in Alaska. We had a couple in Alaska that was very interested, but both of them were ill, and they got a hold of someone else who stepped up, but they recently stepped down, and I don't know why. So we got to make some calls to Alaska and find someone. We have no leadership in Alaska. We do not have a SEAL for Alaska. We do not have a mailing address for the Unified Grand Jury in Alaska, Unified Alaska Grand Jury. Iowa. We don't have a leader in Iowa. We have no SEAL in Iowa. We have no address in Iowa. And remember, without an address, we can't write a paper and send it from that state. That state has got to send that paper. And if we have to, we'll go forward with 48 states maybe instead of 50. But I surely don't want to go forward with 42 states. I don't want to be lacking 8 states. It's extremely important that we be unified across this nation, that we come forward in one accord, and that we come up with lots of people behind us pressing for that mark of justice back in America. We want our republic back. We want our country back. And the only way we're going to get it back is pressure. These people right now are under a tremendous amount of pressure. We need to understand that and realize that and take advantage of that. They're the ones that are on the spot. I have watched judges twist and turn and do everything they can to just shut you up in court. They don't want it on the record. Papers, sending them back to us, making them disappear out of the file. Why do they go through all of these problems and exercise to do that? The reason is they don't want their crimes recorded on the record. That's what they don't want. They don't want to be able to be charged as the tyrant, the tyrants that they are. So they cleanse the records all day long. I hear this everywhere I go. I see it everywhere I go. It's just totally out of control. These people, they're not real. They live in a fantasy world to begin with. They operate under fiction, and they erase everything that they do. And when we started to file papers in New York, they did everything they could to prevent these papers from being filed, even to the point of filing them with a misfiling. They even did that on the federal level when we went just with the New York court up here. They found this way that they can make an excuse, and they filed it under a number, which they'll cleanse later, you see. It's not part of the regular filing system that's there forever. And so when we went and filed in every federal court across America, and we send a copy to every federal judge in America, and a copy, we copied, we sent the papers with a demand for them to sign a mandamus, so they became part of it. Now, we copied Anton Scalia. This time, we're not copying Anton Scalia. We're serving him. And someone brought up to me today that maybe we should be serving all 9 judges up there. And they're probably right, so we're probably going to serve all 9. We'll definitely at least serve Anton Scalia, but definitely also we're going to serve every single judge, a federal judge in America. And again, we're going to file it with the every federal court. Now, they can't hide that. We have confirmed that 3 courts have filed our papers, but they haven't acted upon it. We have about 9 courts that didn't necessarily return our paper, but it's kind of scratching their head and playing dumb and saying, hey, you know, you got to fill this paper out before you send it in, as if it's some kind of a court case, you know. But other than that, we didn't get anything else, okay? That means they're very quiet. They're not saying anything. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. And that's why the next move that we're about to do needs to be done quickly to begin with. But, you know, that which is expedient is not necessarily always the best way to go. We need to stand on principles. We need to stand on things. Well, the fact of the matter is we need the whole nation behind us. So we're going to wait a little while longer. I don't know how long this is going to take, days or a week or weeks. I certainly hope not a month, but we need to find leadership in these states, and at least most of them. Again, I could live with going in with 48 states, but I don't know that we should go in with 42. So these states are holding back the entire nation. To achieve victory, we're being held back from the potential achieving of victory by eight states not responding. So if you're from any of these states, please get a hold of me and let's talk and let's get some leadership. But let me continue going down. We had Alaska. We need someone. Iowa, nobody. Kentucky. Leadership isn't doing anything there. Either leadership needs to wake up and pay attention and give me a call, or if someone else gets to me first, we'll start new leadership in Kentucky. We don't have a seal for Kentucky, and we don't have an address, a P.O. box in Kentucky for the Unified Court, Unified Common Law Grand Jury. Nevada. I don't know what's going on in Nevada. We do have the seal, but we have no address. What's going on in Nevada? If you're here tonight, get a hold of me. And if I get if someone else gets a hold of me first and they want to work with us in Nevada, then maybe it's time to change leadership there. We don't want to get involved in what the state does and who they choose as leaders or any of those things. And generally, people need to just step up and take the leadership and do the right thing and get involved. And but when you have a bunch of people, you kind of leave it up to them to make the decision. But if they want to make a decision going a different way than the NLA plan, we have the prescription on how to get to where we're going. And they want to do it another way, they're free to do it another way. Just go do it somewhere else, because we're going to do it the way we got to do it. And we're going to do it with principles. We took time to get to where we're at. You have no idea how many people have pushed me to do things which I knew was too premature to be done because it was expedient. But we had to compromise principles to do it. And I'm not willing to compromise principles, and neither should you. If we compromise principles, we will be cursed for it. We certainly will not be blessed. So maybe the expedient thing isn't the right thing. Maybe the waiting for the principles, maybe that's where the blessing's going to end up being. In my life, I pretty much have seen that is the case. I'll wait, and we'll do it under principle. Another state, New Mexico. We have neither seal nor address from New Mexico. Now, all these states have been constituted. We've had people there that have constituted these states. Maybe not a lot of people, but we've constituted them. But they didn't finish the job, and we need someone to step up and finish the job. North Dakota, we have neither seal nor address, North Dakota. So that's five states, six of them with no addresses, but five states with no seals. We have Rhode Island. We have a seal in Rhode Island, and I think we might have leadership there. I think someone's working on that now, but we can always use more, so anybody who wants to step up there and work with us. South Carolina, we don't have an address yet, but we do have someone who is working on putting things together. We did get a seal. We're trying to find out who had the seal, because I don't know what happened to him. And so they're trying to get a hold of the seal, and hopefully they'll get a hold of the seal. If not, we'll just order another one and then get the address and get on board. I think South Carolina might work out. But we do have other people in South Carolina. Come on, step up. Help out. Let's do things. Let's see. And that pretty much does it. So we got 8 states that have not finished the job by not getting an address, and 5 of those 8 states have not gotten the seals. So we really wanted to file the papers this coming Monday, and we would, share the papers with everyone. We're not going to share the papers until we're filing them. And we did do a video on what we're doing for the purpose of getting it up on YouTube and sort of part of the media campaign. And we're going to ask everyone that listens in, whether they come into the room here on, HD, free conference call HD, or if they're coming listening into the radio, or listening in through our website, or one of the chat rooms. We're going to ask everyone, once we get going, we need to blast this message out everywhere. So we're putting teams together as we speak. People who know and have done, for instance, YouTube. We want to get it everywhere we can on YouTube. We want to post this YouTube we put together. And it's about 40 minutes long, and I think it's pretty powerful. And it gives a real introduction of where we're at and what we're doing, and it really lays it out, I think, very well. But we'll see. There are people who tweet all the time. We want to get that going. We want to get the message going through tweets. Facebook, we want to really go viral on Facebook. We want to do things on the national level from the standpoint of network news. We're going to ask everyone, when the paper is released, I'm going to ask everyone, and we're going to ask them all the time. We've got to keep pushing all the time. Get a copy of the papers then filed and send it to the network news, and we'll list out the network news, and we'll put down the address, and if thousands of people start sending it in, that's going to put pressure on them to at least start looking at this story. We need to work with local media. We need every state to press on their local newspapers, get copies of this to the local newspapers. Same thing with your local news, TV or radio or something. Again, we're going to be brainstorming this, and we're going to put together teams that are going to kind of spearhead the program, but then we're going to ask for the assistance of every single person that is signed up with NLA, every single person that may not be signed up with NLA but supports our what we're doing, and this will help us to build our membership at the same time and start to get this big influx of people. We're at that point. We're ready to do it. We can do it. The only thing is we lack the leadership in 8 states. Now, again, I can't overstate the need of a leadership prepared to receive people. We have to have the structure in place so when people come in, they know exactly if they want to participate on a level of becoming an administrator. For instance, we need 4 administrators in every county, minimum. Okay, minimum there must be 4. Some counties like the Bronx and Brooklyn here in New York and Queens, we got millions of people there, so they're going to need a lot more than 4 administrators. But generally, most counties will be sufficient, 4 administrators. And it's the minimum anyway, because that's what's required in order to go out to do an investigation is 4 individuals. And remember, the administrators are the investigative body for the common law grand jury. And so they get the opportunity of trying to fix the problem instead of having to send it into court. You know, most problems couldn't be fixed with a prescription. And as long as the people are willing to, repent from what they're doing, in other words, turn away from what they're doing and start doing the right thing, and then we're all good. That's what we want. We just want to fix the problems. We're going to need a lot of people for that, and just people working. We don't want people to just pile in and start doing whatever they want. So we got to be structured. We're going to require education in order to get through the process, and that'll give us a little bit of control of the influx of people and really kind of get their mindset straightened out, because that's what it takes. We've got to, because I'm angry too. Sometimes I feel like I'd like to have a little vengeance, but I know that that's wrong, and I know it's not going to serve us at all. So I have to set that aside and focus towards potential mercy and really looking for the focus again is to save the Republic. Okay, so anyway, that's where we're heading with this. And again, we're going to be asking every single person that hears our message every week in and week out, to get involved in helping us to get this going viral from all kinds of different aspects. There's other ideas for news media and access, we'll be brainstorming them, and then we're going to put something together, and we'll have different things where people can go, and they'll take, you know, if they're going to tweet something, well, here's some ideas of what you can tweet. If you're going to send out emails, that's a big one right there, sending out emails all the time. We'll set up maybe a series of emails that everyone can start to try to get it going viral, to have people come out to our website. Or to go watch the YouTube, which the YouTube will direct them to our website too. And the website will direct them to the leadership in their state, the county coordinators. And the county coordinators will direct them and work with them to the state coordinators. And then they'll direct them to the county organizers. And they'll work together and get meetings, and they'll start to get educated and into the process. And we'll get them into the system, and we'll do it right. But we can't do it chaotically. We've got a lot of instructional videos we're working on, and instructional papers, and all kinds of different things that'll be required knowledge for the administrators. And again, it's nothing really. It's not requiring a brain surgeon. It just requires a little logic and some kind of a process of order on how to do things and how to write something. It's really all just structural. You get to fill in the blanks because it's logical. But we'll give you the structure. Okay, with that pretty much is it. We'll go into an open forum here. If anybody has any questions or comments, you can hit *6, and you'll get into the queue, and we'll take some questions. So I see we have someone here. Let's go first question. Jason, go right ahead.
Jason from New Jersey. Thank you so much.
How you doing, Jason?
Fantastic. You're doing a fantastic job. I appreciate the momentum that you're creating. I am disappointed that people who are constituted are not filling out the paper. It's so easy. I mean, folks, you just have to walk and do the talk and be us for us all. And I really appreciate everyone doing their best and going forward. And, John, I have some questions. I'm not seeing the state leaders are not being shown, at least on my web browser. If it is an IT error, you know, it needs to be fixed.
What's that? The state coordinators are up there.
I see state coordinators, but when I go in, I only get counties.
Yeah, we removed the county coordinator. We got the county organizers. We removed access to the county organizers by general public. Only the state coordinators see the. I'm surprised you don't see them. If you're, maybe you're not.
I see them, but I don't see my fellow leaders in the other state.
What are you talking about?
Well, a list of all our leadership in the state for the coordinators. I don't see them.
Oh, state coordinators? Oh,
yeah.
Well. You know, let me just say something, you know, and again, you know, I speak to myself first. We have to learn to listen. We have to learn to follow instructions. And we have been worked on so long, all of our lives, to become very good slaves. And that's what we are. We're all very good slaves. We're good at it. We're good at enslaving each other and going through different things.
Right.
And we've been trained not to really follow instructions. And so people are missing it. We're also trained to tweet or to speed read. And then we miss so much. And that's good for general stuff, but when it comes to important things like what we're doing here in NLA, we have to take our time to read very slowly everything that we got. And again, I speak to myself first on this. I too, have to discipline myself and make sure that I read and take my time with the things that are important. But anyway, a lot of people, for instance, we sent out a questionnaire, and the instruction was given to hit the reply button and fill in the form. Instead, people took it and sent it to me. And when it got to my computer, I got so many of them, all I did was kept hitting the delete button. I just can't get involved in forwarding every single one of these things and just getting involved in this. We have a group of people who are working on that. Now, the other thing is we have state coordinators. You know, we went through the instructional part that if you want to add another state coordinator, you go up to the contact, click on contact. At the bottom of the page, you'll see a form, and you have to give me four pieces of information. Basically, just very simple, hey, I'm Jason from Jersey. I want to add three coordinators or two coordinators, whatever the case may be. And obviously, they're from Jersey, so you don't know how to, you don't have to say that because you already said that. But here's their name, here's their email, and here's their phone number. Now, if the email is not the same email that they signed up with, then I'm not going to find them. So that's a problem. I have a lot. Well, let me just finish. This is not just for you. This is for other people who have been doing this problem. I want to get this off my chest so people, you know, follow the instructions. But they have to. I get a lot of people that have asked to be put on, and when I cut there, and it goes to my son, and he'll cut it, the email out. He'll put it into the search engine on the site, and they don't show up. Can't find them, and so there's a lot of exercises to try to find that person, and we're just not going
to
do it.
I know that happened to me. Because I was lost in your system, and it was finally discovered, and I appreciate being
right. And that was really on my side on that, as a matter of fact. But
all human.
Yeah, so again, I speak to myself too. But here's the thing. I need that information, and so if someone sends me their name and their phone number and doesn't give me their email address, I can't find them. If I get an email address that they didn't sign up on, I can't find them. So that's all. It's really simple things. And send me the email. Go to that place where I told you to form and just say who you want up there. And we don't want to really put any more than maybe two or three coordinators per state, unless it's a big state like Texas or California, you know. But we really don't want too many state coordinators.
And, well, we don't want that. We should be at a reasonable amount. True that.
All right. So anything else, Jason?
Yeah. Our friend, Dr. Footsie, I've been working with him for some stuff. And he tried to get on the website, and he was getting errors saying denied access to go into the regular header page. I don't understand why.
So that was
yesterday? It was Sunday, yes.
Yeah, yeah, I had the same thing. There was some kind of a thing. They were working on the database, and they might have been working on it yesterday because it even got to the point the whole site just went down and was down for a while. But that all got fixed. I think it was a database problem because, again, remember, they're working on the database to building this course for us, and maybe they made a mistake or somehow something got corrupted. But it got fixed. It's working
right
now. It was just a bad day for NLA yesterday. That's all.
All right. Well, it's this IT upset. Indigestion happens to the best of us. Hey, the other question is, what's up with Florida and Tennessee's authority against our people?
What's up with what?
The Florida and Tennessee authorities and our people. I mean, we had two leaders that were
subjected to
the abuse.
Yeah. Tennessee Commander Walt, we want to work with him. We're going to do, it's advantageous for us and, of course, him to do a habeas corpus. But the habeas corpus, I've been so busy with other papers and doing other things, I just haven't gotten around to it. But I've got the framework done. I've got a lot of people sent me affidavits, so I got a lot of affidavits and I'm ready to go with him, but I'm kind of holding off until we file our next paper first and then file that behind. It'll have more clout doing it that way. Then we're going to put the screws to them. We're going to make them release this man, because that whole thing was a sham. And we've got it proven by affidavits. And mm-hmm. it's we even got it on record. You know, it was recorded, some of the assaults that they've done upon him. But in any event, the other thing is in Florida, kind of the same thing to some degree down there. I do have most of the paperwork for what's going on down there. I do have to call down and speak with Terry and see what they want us to do, because they're doing paperwork on their own too. We don't want to interfere or interrupt on that. But we've given them thoughts and ideas on ways they should go. And we're anxious to put paperwork in too down there to really put, because this is, I think, what we do on the national level is really going to be the thing that's going to work down there, in my opinion. And again, it's another case that's advantageous for us. Both of these cases had to do with jury tampering, jury control, puppet juries, and just total all-out corruption, both of these cases, both Tennessee and Florida. That's why we get involved in them. We would not get involved in any case other than our own case to get access into the courts and get the authority and power that the people deserve and should have. And so we're not working on anything else. But these kind of cases, when it comes to jury tampering and control, these cases are very powerful and they really make our point. So we will drive them because, again, they're advantageous to the people to get access in, and also it'll help the people that are in that problem in that situation. So, but anyway, hopefully, I really don't want to do anything in Florida either at this point until we file the papers, because again, I think it'll be much more powerful having our papers filed first and then that coming behind it.
We'll
go forward early. If it's going to take a month to get ourselves organized enough to file these papers, then maybe we'll do it prematurely.
I know that states' rights are very important, because that's the basis of our own personal sovereignty. The problem is when people don't do their work, they prove that they did their seals or did their organization for their constituting. It would it be prudent to push someone to purchase the seals and open up a mailbox to
expedite? It's
got to
be someone from. We can do so much for them, and we'll only end up crippling them. They've got to step up on their own. Those states have got to get up and get the job done. But not only that, this is their state. It's not our state. But what they're doing in their state is affecting our states. We're a union, and we're all under the same contract. It's called the Constitution for the United States of America. That's the contract, and we're all in the same game here. And so, therefore, we need to be working together. And anybody that is not pulling their load, so to speak, then they're leaving it up to someone else to do it, and they're doing us an injustice. You know, we did have a small group of people in another state, one of the states, that kind of were in the game but didn't want to come on because they really didn't believe in the way we were doing it. They wanted to do something a little different. And so we just need different leadership in that state, obviously. You know, we're not getting involved in the fiction. We're not going to go mm-hmm. file liens. We're not going out to arrest people. We're not going to hold court down in Denny's. We're not going to do any of those things, because I think that's kind of fruity. All those things are crazy. We will do what we have to do in a tent outside the courthouse, so to speak, in the sense of what we're doing in order to get into the courthouse. But other than that, we're not going to do anything kind of strange or weird or things that just shouldn't be done, you know? You know, grand juries do not go out and file liens on judges. That's not what their job is. That's not what they do.
No, they correct the wrongs and keep people
out
of jail.
They file the true bills and they force the process into the court system, period.
Right. And then we don't put the people get paid for their injury via being enslaved, incarcerated. Why do we need to pay for prisons when you can correct the thing without the person going to prison? Because of course, our trusts. So, I mean,
Once we get into power and authority and things calm down, because it's going to be a while before it calms down, but once it calms down, we got to figure out this prison problem. You know, We have a county prison. We have a prison in every county run by
right.
the
mm-hmm.
sheriff.
Right.
Why do we have to send people to a state prison? I mean, if those county prisons were filled up, well, yeah, that's a problem. But right now they're filled up with people who haven't harmed anyone. Most of the
yeah.
people in county prisons are there because they drove without a license, or they had a weapon without a permit, or
well,
they told some cop they disagreed with some cop, and the cop beat them up and then put them in jail and arrested them for resisting arrest. I mean, I've seen so many of those cases,
and
it's sickening.
And the majority of people are drug-related, and there's nothing in the Constitution that says that you can't get liberated and sell because of all these laws or code sets and
well, look at the selling of drugs. That's a different story. That becomes a commercial question to begin with, but we're not going to get into that subject at the moment. But the bottom line is this, and we have county prisons, and I would guess I'll take Bork. I don't know how many people know Judge Bork, but his statement was that 90% of the people in prison are there because they opened their mouth. In other words, they pleaded. So I'll take his statistics that 90% of the people in prison don't belong in prison. They shouldn't be in prison. And if that's the case, then that opens up that prison for people who do need to be in prison. And,
yeah, like
and
the,
they should
the
be
judges.
Kept close to home. They should have their family should have access.
Yeah,
the judges. But their family should have access to these people. It shouldn't be made harder on their families. And also, we shouldn't have to go pay for state prisons. And the whole purpose of state prisons eventually is to turn them over to private corporations, and
biggest,
it becomes part of the business and so on.
It is
but
a
anyway.
Business. That now. To the people, that is the biggest entrepreneurship for business. It is growing a substantial. There is a judge in Florida who took points in a prison, and every time he sentenced someone, he gets a percentage back. Isn't that called conflict of interest?
Well,
excuse me.
Yeah, I know. I think there's someone in New York or someplace I heard not long ago. I think Gerard was telling me this, where the guy who actually owns the property or something, he gets paid by how many property on that property or how many prisoners there is or something like that. Yeah, it's all about money. It's all about settling accounts. It's all about fiction, and that's what we have to fix. And that's why when common law comes in, all that goes away.
Yeah, and 26 minutes. You're 26 minutes. We got other people waiting.
Okay, I apologize, but I just want to say this one thing. Someone called me in June for a trial. He was arrested illegally. He went to the judge and said you had no jurisdiction, and the judge was flabbergasted. He dismissed his case. I rest and give it to you, John. Gerard, I apologize, and thank you so much for letting me have this time, and you have educated a lot of people. Thank you so much, John.
All right, thanks, Jason. Okay, our next caller is a 262 number. Could you please give us your state and your first name?
Wisconsin, Marvin.
Marvin from Wisconsin. Okay, go right ahead.
John, first of all, just a little bit of housekeeping. I tried to respond to an email from you, and I wound up going into a blind alley. Can you give me, for my records, the phone number and email address that one can actually contact you with?
Well, yeah, the phone number, 845-233-6560. And if email is john at nationallibertyalliance.org. And you can, you know, it should get to me. There should be no reason why it wouldn't. I do have a responder on my email. And when you send me an email, you'll get an automatic respondent message telling you that, you know, if you're doing certain things, do it this way instead, because I can't deal with all the email coming in with all the different things. So as a matter of fact, I got to update that. But it also asks if people have me on their mailing list to remove me. And that was the main thing. And a lot of people have honored that and removed me from mailing list. You know, some people send out mailing lists every day, and I'll get sometimes two or three a day. And I'll get all these emails from all these people about all these things that I just don't have time to research and read and do so on and so forth. So that's been helpful. So, but I usually get the email, but if it's off – if there, you know, there's contacts on the site. Before you contact me, you know, you might want to ask yourself the question, do I need to talk to my state coordinator first instead? Because everybody has, most states have a state coordinator.
Sure,
the states
I
that we read off. And then also, if they're trying to get in touch with me for certain things, okay, well, if you go to the contact page, it'll tell you certain things on how to get that information to me. And this allows me to be able to digest all this stuff. But if everybody just crams it into my email, at some point I just hit the delete button, and I just digest it all.
I understand. I was trying to respond to you with an idea, a strategy with regard to your media initiative, and I just got this bounce back message from a different address.
What was your first name again?
Marvin.
Marvin. Liz. Let me go take a quick look, because I think you're on the list. Did you get an email from me yesterday or the day before?
It's some days ago I got this email from you, and I tried to respond to it.
Okay.
And it just bounced back with a different address than the one that I used. I used the John at NLA, and it bounced back with something like list as the
address. Oh, well,
no.
Yeah. Well, look, if an email went out to you, you know, I send thousands of emails when I send emails sometimes. Sometimes I'll send it to small groups, sometimes just to the people in New York, sometimes to state coordinators or a certain group of people, or to the entire network, and that's thousands of people when I send it out, but usually hundreds anyway or thousands. And so I have software that does that, and each one of those groups, I just have an email address that I have to create in order to get a pop mail going with it. It's just the way it works. And this way, everything is done automatically. If you hit reply to those things, it goes to nowhere land. And, you know, you can't hit reply to talk back to me on it. It doesn't get to me. If you want to get something to me, you got to send it to john@nationallibertyalliance.org. But again, anything that's when I get something that's long-winded, I hit that delete button. I just haven't got the time. If it's something important, they can bring it up on Monday nights here, and we could discuss it a little bit. And if we need to get further discussion, then we can plan to get on the phone. You know?
Sure. Another question. Actually, it relates to something that you just said earlier here in the call. I'm just wondering, why would there be any question at all as to whether all 9 justices should be served or not?
Well, originally we were just copying. So we copied, and we copied Jeff Scalia because it was his case. And we weren't serving the United States Supreme Court. It wasn't the right thing to do to serve the United States Supreme Court, because first we have to serve, we have to try to work things out down here first. It's process, procedure, courtesy, principles, okay? And we didn't get what was necessary. It didn't happen. So now we're going to serve Scalia. And in the process, it just came out of my mind thinking that way, and someone said to me, well, shouldn't we be serving all 9 of them? I said, well, you know, I think you're right, yeah. So we're probably going to serve all 9 of them.
Yeah, okay. Another question. The content of the papers that are being planned for mailing, I don't know what they are. Should I be able to find that on the site here? Not yet.
You won't know it yet until we're ready to go. It's not wise to let that paper out until we're ready to file it.
Well, would it be okay to share with me and with the rest of us the specific objective of those papers? I mean,
we've shared it with a group of people, and sometimes I'll just take other people that aren't necessarily people that we get advice from normally, but we communicate with, we know. And so I might, like Roger, for instance, he's down in Florida. I know Roger pretty well, and I know Hagen pretty well. And we talk often, and they're doing things down there. And I've got different people that I get some counsel from get ideas, and some of my writings they'll look at and give me some thoughts and ideas. They may add to it, tweak it, or whatever, you know. So it's not just, you know, we get as much advice as we can and share it and get brainstorming on it. But sometimes I pick someone like Roger or Hagen, and I give them a copy and get some feedback from them, just, you know, out of general, okay? Am I going to do that with a stranger or someone I don't know? No.
So we're not to know what the objective is of this mailing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you get it, you're going to know it. You're going to see it. The objective is to get into the court.
No. We have put that out there. It's a corwanto, right, John?
Yes, it's a corwanto.
Ultimately, this paper is a corwanto, which means by what authority, I think, right?
Yes.
And it ends up with
an order or your head.
Right. So if you want to know, a lot of people don't know the power of a corwanto. We have that on the site. You know, there's a basic, what do you want to call it, a format for a corwanto. It does certain things. So that's something that you want
to see. Anybody who's studying the common lore tapes and videos, they'll learn more on those things, too. So they need to get out there. But you don't want to focus or talk too much about it.
Right, you can't let the specifics of the corwanto out, because letting the other team get in the huddle before you do the play. You know what I'm saying? And so what John says is there is a team of people that are in on this that he bounces it off of, but it is not going out to the general public. I mean, if NLA people will get it a day or two before it goes out. It'll be shared.
Well, yeah, and state coordinators, the lead state coordinators might get it even before that for their thoughts and ideas, but, you know, to prepare them. But maybe not all of the lead state coordinators. But again, you know, we have to have some strategy.
Well, you got to play certain things a little bit tight to the vest. I mean, it's just like when a town board goes into executive session if they're doing negotiations on contracts and stuff. We just have to be careful. Look, we're dealing with the most powerful judiciary, you know, anywhere. I mean, these guys are tyrants, and so we have to be careful, you know, that we don't tilt our hand before the time is. And look, it changes too. You know, it gets massaged and it gets changed, and you know, you've been working on this thing quite a few weeks already, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. It has changed and molded itself. And look at, you know what? We should have had this in 2 weeks ago, okay? That's my time schedule. We should have had it in 2 weeks ago. But it didn't go in 2 weeks ago. And I'm glad it didn't go in 2 weeks ago, because we made it better. And so, you see, my timing isn't always the right timing. That's the point I'm trying to get to. Now we're running late, and we got to get in. There are 8 states holding us up, and maybe there's a reason for those 8 states holding us up, because we're not going to leave this alone. We're going to continue to look at it and consider it and mold it some more if necessary, you know. But anyway, anything else, Marvin?
Yeah, one other thing, the media outreach. What's the message?
What's the message? Well, here is the bottom line. Here is the bottom line, and it's a hard message for people to digest, okay? Because they kind of know it already, and they've been they've been made dumb and dull to it, okay? But here is the facts. And, you know, again, I'm going to tell you, and I don't know if it's going to hit you the way it should hit you, okay? The Constitution for the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, and the Holy Bible has been abrogated by our servants. You don't get it in court. You're not going to get it in court. The only way you're going to get any justice in court is to escape their injustice, and you'll be happy with that, because that's all we've ever gotten. We just got to be able to escape their injustice by putting them in a box and the pressure on the judges in such a way, and they just wanted this out of their court because they felt that their flesh was on the line, and they just want this to go away and just get rid of these people, and that's that. So we're happy with that, even though we think we deserve some damages for that. we're not going to get those damages. Anybody who thinks they're going to get those damages, I don't know. Well, maybe, I guess there could be a case where that could happen for one reason or another. But generally speaking, it's not going to happen. When they come in and steal your children, they've stolen your children. Unless you can put the flesh on that that judge in such a hot box that he feels that he's really threatened to be exposed, because what they're afraid of is exposure. Understand this. And again, here goes to another principle. Here's a principle again. Darkness can never survive the light of day. It can't. That's natural. God created light in order to express that point about light being the gospel and the truth, and darkness being evil, and everything's done, you know, under the cover, so to speak. So it's no different in the court. These judges do not want the exposure. They don't want the light flashed onto them where everybody can see their deeds. And so that's the power. When you realize that power, that's the only power that you can really use in the courts, to try to wedge the court in such a way so that you can get them to let go of you and leave you alone. But that's difficult to do. And the bottom line is this. I'll say it one more time. The United States, the Constitution for the United States of America, I want to be crystal clear. The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Magna Carta, and the Holy Bible has been abrogated by our servants in government, both in the legislative, triply, the legislative, the administrative, and the judicial. They have decided for us that the people don't know any better, and everything's controlled by the Bar Association, and that's the way it is. Get that into your craw. Understand that. Gets the message to get out to the people to really understand. And I think the message that we did on the YouTube gets that message out pretty clearly. But again, it's going to take more than a tweet. It's going to take someone to sit down for 40 minutes and really look and listen. It's not that simple to do on the one hand, but we try to make it entertaining. We try to make it focused. We try to make it it's appropriate, and we got to get the message out.
No, fair enough. And please don't misunderstand. I'm not trying to argue with you or anything.
Not at all.
Like
no,
that.
Not at all. These are good questions. Questions.
My point is that I know a little bit something about this, and I know when you put forth a message and you want this to be a uniform message across the country, just like these documents, that they're all going to say the same things, and it's all going to be one mailing, you really want a media message that is uniform, that is the same, that has the same talking points, that doesn't get off the track and people trying to communicate their points with the media. The media is very, very sensitive to opportunities to make somebody that is not really well-oiled in the business, make them into being somewhat of a fool. And I don't think that that's something that we would want.
Right. Well, we ourselves, nobody in NLA, nobody on any of the organizers in the counties or the coordinators in the states, nobody should talk directly to the press. We're going to feed the press, but we're not going to talk to the press. We're given an exclusive. We have a couple of people we're looking at that's going to have the exclusive story as far as the press is concerned. And so once we call it the exclusive, they know not to come to us. Go to the press that we gave the exclusive to. And those people will be someone who is friendly to us. That gives us sort of a barrier. It gives us a shield or a filter to work through. You see, because if they come and talk to us, they already done it. They'll go away and say things that aren't true, twisted so far out of purport, and even outright lie. Okay, well, they're not going to be able to do that with someone who has the exclusives. That's the main reason I think exclusives are given out, so that they're not going to go and tell the lie, because the rest of the media is going to have to say the same lie. If they're given a different lie, or most of them are telling the truth because this is what they got from there, then this guy lied, you know, they're not going to be able to get away with it as they could with us direct. So nobody should ever talk to media. Nobody should talk to media at all. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, of course.
We don't want to be on the major media right now. It's actually been good for us on just being on the alternative media because we're not ready yet. You know, the other media's going to come along, you know what I mean, when they can no longer ignore it. But right now, we've sort of been operating under their radar. They're not paying attention because they're stupid, but that's okay. You know, we've been able to do a lot of stuff. You know, we don't want to be in a position where we're not, where our feet aren't on the ground before we have to fight. And when we hit the major media, like, I don't care who it is, even Fox. Listen, Fox is not a trustworthy news media, I don't believe. I see what they do. They're playing games, too. So we don't want to be in those leagues yet. I mean, we may get there eventually, but we're going to have, like John says, we're going to have a guy that comes up and speaks for us because we're going to give him the exclusive. And that's going to sort of protect us from sticking our foot in our mouths, you know, when somebody shoves a mic in our faces, so to speak, you know?
Well, true. Yeah. Yes, I do understand. Where I was coming from is here in my state, we have a southeastern Wisconsin out of Milwaukee. We have a radio station that has a 50,000 watt transmitter, transmits a heck of a long way, and we have a very, very powerful lineup of talk radio hosts that have a great deal of they have a great deal of power and an ability to spread a message. Well, you're going to have one or two or three people across the nation that are going to have these exclusives. They're just not going to be able to get to somebody like these people in my state. And even if I could contact them and sell them on it, there's just a limited resources. So, I'm not exactly sure how that's been worked out. From what you've just said, I'm thinking that you only have you're planning on only having a very, very limited couple, three, five sources for information.
Well,
right.
You know, as far as radio stations, John and I go on regularly onto different radio stations, and as far and Hagen and I'm sorry, Roger also give interviews on radio stations, and we've been working them up because look at the radio is a good place for us to be. It's not like the television, you know what I mean? And if you got a 50,000 watt radio station that gets out there, that's something that we would be interested in, and that's something that we would do, you know what I mean? And John won't have a problem going on there, you know, and helping. And if you're a friendly member and you're offering that and you're articulate, you know, you could go on with him or whatever. I mean, we're trying to get people that can do this stuff. But I still consider that 50,000 watt station you're talking about, I still consider that alternate media. That's even
sure,
though it's mainstream, it's kind of not. They don't, you know. But that's where we want to be. That's the kind of stuff we want to start out with right now. We want to keep it grassroots, and that's still grassroots, right, John?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to John, but I understand that perfectly.
Yeah. So like you said, if you've got something there that's
yeah,
1,000 watts. We would definitely be interested in being interviewed or going on there or being interviewed to somebody that could, you know, bring us forth in that area. And I mean, if you got the only problem with radio with TV hosts is they have to understand. You know, a lot of times we get on there and they have an interview and they want to do like 5 minutes of talk and then 4 minutes of commercial and then 5 minutes of talk and then they want to ask questions. This is such a big subject. It requires at least a half an hour in the beginning to lay it out because you get lost otherwise. You know what I mean? This is not something you can do in tweets. So it's easier to get on there and run uninterrupted without asking questions for a half hour, 45 minutes, and then break into the question section. It doesn't work out too well when we try to work in between a commercial every 5 minutes. I know from experience it tends to distract on the subject, and this is a deep subject, and you have to kind of lay it out. So that's all I'll say is, you know, anybody that wants to come in and interview or have us lay out what National Liberty Alliance is, they got to understand that they have to allow enough time in the first segment to lay it out so that people get the idea of what we are. Plus, you can have those guys go on our sites beforehand and peruse around the site so they know what we're about ahead of time. You know what I mean?
Sure, that's all prep. You know, that's all prep for it. Because obviously, approaching any of these people, they're not just going to, I mean, they have highly, highly successful shows, and they have absolutely no interest in making, in looking foolish themselves. So they have very polished shows.
We've been on national shows and we've been on international shows. You know, we've been on Riley's and what's that other one there, Drake, and always had real good response to that. So I'm sure we're up to it. And if they want to talk to us or just check out the site and listen to what we're doing, you know, that's a good lead. We appreciate it.
All clear.
We should kind of wrap it up now. We've got two people and we're like 10:15. Okay.
Fair enough.
And listen,
fair enough.
Don't be afraid to send me an email too, because sometimes John misses them. Send, you know, copy me to Gerard53@live.com, because a lot of times I'll get those things and I'll reiterate them so John can find them. It's better having two heads looking. So you can
Gerard53@live.com. Okay, it's Gerard 53.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
You got it. Yep. So
okay,
that
thank
way,
you.
If,
okay,
if it,
thank you, gentlemen.
Sometimes if he doesn't get it, I'll get it. All right, I'm going to yield. I hope you're there, John. I didn't.
I'm here.
Run you off the board here. All right, I yield.
Okay, Johnny, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had you muted off listening to all the chatter. I really got one question, John.
Mm-hmm.
Real early on, there was the comment made that the New York committeemen discovered that it's the common law grand jury's job to select our candidates for election. Does that carry through across the nation?
No. It's the committeemen that choose the people for election, not the common law.
Not the grand jury.
No, not the grand
okay.
jury. The grand jury, and that's an interesting thing, and we're going to get back to the committeeman, because the committeeman is an important thing that people need to get involved with, because those are the people that are supposed to be choosing our potential elected individuals, and they should be vetting them out, making sure that they understand their oath that they're going to take and that they're qualified for office. And qualified for office really is someone who understands that they have a duty to perform and they need to keep their oath. I mean, that's really the qualifications for office. Everything else is on the job training there. And so we're looking for statesmen and not politicians. So that's the job of the committeeman. Right now, there's the private corporation or organization or association. I guess they're associations, private associations called the Democratic and the Republican parties, and it's a top-down structure, and they control the whole process. Once the people take back the committeeman process, the private associations called the Democratic and the Republican parties are going to now have to look for a new name, because that name does not belong to them, and that's very clear in law. Especially, you know, going in New York here, it was written very clearly for over 100 years that name belonged, those party names belonged to the people, but it was hijacked. Same people who hijacked our courts, the same people who hijacked that. They did
Absolutely.
It all, and ultimately they all did it through the same thing, the bar. The bar working in the legislators and got all that paperwork in there and got it through stealthy and then the bar through both parties. Believe me, they have lawyers working everything out back there. So we got to take it back. But right now, this
Absolutely.
Is the thing we have to focus in on.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I was just looking for some clarification, because I've kind of absorbed that into some of my conversations
There's another thing I've become aware of in my research on the history of the state of Kansas. We came in, I think it was either 1861 or 1865, and we were established under the corporate grand jury system. As far as I can tell, we've never had a common law grand jury in place. It was all handled by the bar.
Yeah, but you would defraud it.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it has no authority over you. It's fiction. It's irrelevant, and we're going to take it back.
Okay.
I mean, look at
even
some of the other states like Hawaii came in, only about 50 years ago or so, and already the whole system was destroyed by then, and we just didn't know it. And but they're under the same thing. They were defrauded just like New York and other states that were here from the beginning. The fraud started right at the convention, and the founding fathers knew it. They saw it, and they did something about it, because the Constitution, the way it was originally written out of the convention, was a problem. It was the enemy was there. They took total control of that convention, but it was repaired. And what really repaired the whole thing was a lot of good stuff was put in towards the end. Some things were changed, obviously, from listening to the Federalists, the Anti-Federalist Papers. Things were changed even after. But the key thing was the capstone, which was the Bill of Rights. That's what really, kind of seized back control back to the people.
Sure, so. Exactly. All right, that's all I got, John. I yield. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, Sarah from Florida, go right ahead.
Hi, this is Sarah Marcus down in South Florida. And yeah. I just wanted to say a couple of things real quickly. Is that in regards to RICO, there is a SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, press release that they charge Bank of America with securities laws violations in connection with regulatory capital overstatements, and it goes into them not upholding GAAP, which is general accounting principles, and there's a PDF in that. I filed that on Facebook under National Liberty Alliance to share with everyone so that anybody that has any kind of foreclosure action against them can go look up those documents and file with at least the SEC until we have grand juries in place so that they don't lose their homes or get it back. Other thing that I wanted to bring up, this is just an observation, but 70% of our people that are involved with NLA are kind of social media illiterate, and it's hard for them to understand how to tweet or how to share posts. And so quite a few of us are very heavy on posting. So, we could be heavier when there's real announcements. I've already, made several announcements to press from Huffington Post or Al Jazeera or Russian Today to keep an eye on when you were trying to get into the courtrooms. So when there's something to report, I will reach out to them to look into sending a reporter for these actions. The other thing that I wanted to make is another observation that there are so many that were active for constituting the grand juries, but then they were not encouraged to stay, or they have physical disabilities. They can't travel statewide. A lot of us have jobs or other, responsibilities that pay the bills and keep us active for what we can do. So I would just like to state that the state coordinators at least have a little bit of tolerance that everybody has a life, and as much as they communicate is how much they're going to get response back. So, the more they delegate work out to people. They might get 10 no's, I can't do it, but if they go down the whole list of 50 or 70 organizers, they will get people that will help them. I've, you know, offered since coming back to Florida from a three-week out-of-state trip that I'm here, you know, tell me if there's anything I can do from my end. So I'm just stating we need
right,
to...
Well, what we're going to do, here's a couple of things, and you make a lot of good points, and here's the key thing, and we're trying to really press this point. We need everybody to become active. And becoming active, all that means is, look, every state should have a state meeting every week. And it shouldn't have to be any more than 20 minutes or a half hour. It just shouldn't have to be anymore. It's just a matter of coming together, going over a few things that have taken place that week. What is the focus? What are the talking points kind of thing? And what can we do to help it along? And that's it, okay? Now, the same thing, you know, the state coordinators, you know, we're together talking on some certain things here or there, and this needs to go be brought down to what's on their state level and get the things going. For instance, you know, we need to collect certain bits of information in every state, make lists of different groups, like all of the state, all of the state courts, one for every county, make a list of those with the addresses, all of the judges, the sheriffs, and all these people that are important, they're all oath takers, and we're going to need to be communicating with them. And so, you know, if you've got 10, 15, 20 people or whatever working every week to come together for 20 minutes or so, they could be meted out the work. Hey, can you get the sheriff's list and get that together for the next meeting? Can you get this? Can you get that? So you're only talking about, again, a short meeting, okay, and maybe 20 minutes, a half hour, maybe an hour's worth of work across a week, okay? And then, of course, coming to the Monday program. And the Monday program, I think it's very important for everyone to be here, at least for the first hour. But I'll tell you what, some people do complain about the open forum part, that we go over things over and over sometimes too much. Other people don't want to hear it. And that may be true, but we also have to keep in mind we get newbies. We also got to keep in mind there's a lot of great stuff. Look, we covered a lot of great things today so far in the past hour or so, questions and answers. We've covered some things we never really got into great detail before. Positions and things, and sometimes we repeat ourselves. That's okay. Look, we need repeating, I think, because we've been hypnotized to the other one way. We need to come back the other way. But again, you know, if you listen to the first hour, you're good, and then we kind of hope that you're going to download it and listen to the other 2 hours later, throw it in a car when you're driving or whatever the case may be. So we're not asking for a lot of time, but we are asking for some of your time. I think Saving America is worth us given an hour a week. I don't know if anyone disagrees with that. Maybe they might want to get into the queue and explain that. But, you know, that's all we're asking for, an hour. Now, there are people that are retired, people that are driven, and they'll give a lot more time.
One thing, John?
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to make public is that there's problems with getting from emails. I'm sure you guys are sending out, but I never received any emails on the survey. I did get emails for the other call that we sent in for courts, federal courts and addresses, et cetera. I already did that. I did not get any requests for the sheriff. So,
right. Well, that was given to the state coordinators, and the state coordinators either did it themselves or meted it out to someone, and not necessarily you, but to someone else, and all that work. Look, and that's what we got to do. And what happens? Look, when someone doesn't do their job, and they commit to do the job, well, shame on you if you don't do it. Then, I mean, if something comes up and you give a call and say, "Hey, I got stuck and I really can't do it. Can you give it to Joe or Mary instead?" That's fine. But don't take the job on and then not do it. And we've had people give us commitments, and then they didn't fulfill that commitment. And that's a problem. That's a major problem. We got to stop doing that. But I want to say that all of us, without any hesitation, should commit an hour a week, and I'm not talking about coming to the meetings, but trying to do something for 1 hour every week to help NLA's growth. And when you're helping NLA's growth, you're helping, of course, the people's growth to get the knowledge out there to the people in order to come in and do what we're doing, because that's what it's all about. So everybody should try to put an hour a week. And an hour a week, maybe 10 minutes here or 5 minutes every morning, sending out some emails or doing something, you know, to just get the NLA out there more and more, and people to see the important things to the point where they'll say, hey, I should be joining NLA.
Yeah. Listen, I would like to comment on two things she said before she goes, if you don't mind. Number one is you got to be on the emails. You got to be careful. I'm using Outlook, and John, you sent an email out to me on Sunday, and I have never had one of your emails go into my junk, and that one went into the junk. Now, why that happened? It should never happen, but it did. And I went in there and I found in junk. So there's some crazy stuff going on with email. So you got to check.
Well, that might have been a new. If you look at who the email came from, it had a different name. It was newly created, so it's something you never received from me from that particular email address.
And yeah, I know. And I didn't know that because it said John Durash. And usually, if they say John Durash, I get them, and then I open up my junk mail. And here's this mail, John Durash, in the junk.
Yeah, but if you look at the email address, it'll be different. Like I created a new email address for that particular one.
Well, there.
And that was, I think that one was state coordinators or something, or state leads or something. I don't know.
So I just want to say that, you know.
I never got the survey email. I did get the 100%ers email last week. I haven't gotten any this week, so I don't know if you sent out, but considering that
I haven't sent that. Well, let me think. Other than the survey, which was over a week ago, I haven't sent anything out to the mass.
Yeah,
in over a week.
I never received the survey email because I heard you mention that you sent it last Monday. I was looking for it, looked in the junk mail, et cetera, et cetera. Never got it. Now, the 100%ers, half of them I got in my regular mail, half of them I got in spam. I did get Kathy's email, one of them in regular email, one in spam. And, of course, put not spam, and I moved it. So,
look at it. Happens sometimes, and just keep your eye open and your ear to the ground. And what we're going to do, I'm thinking of doing this. We still have the meetup group we haven't shut down yet, and I think we're going to try to make use of that a little bit over there. Well, we did shut down. We shut down the email because we have a lot of immature lawyers out there that just think that they have to come and create havoc. They have nothing else to do. I guess they got so much money, they got the time to do this. But so we had to shut that down. But we have the areas over there where we can have discussions. And of course, if we have any troublemakers in that discussion, we'll just kick them out. But I think what we're going to try to do, and we're meeting to talk about this. I'm meeting with about 35 or 40 people in the next day or so to talk about, to brainstorm what we can do and who wants to take charge, what group of people would like to really get together and really discuss and get things going on Facebook. And they'll share with other people who are active on Facebook, and we'll get that conversation going in an area over at the meetup group, and we'll advertise this next week. We'll see how we'll set it up, and they can be talking on a regular basis over there, getting ideas and sort of getting everything together where people can kind of go over there and get the necessary information on what they have to do for Facebook. The same thing with YouTube, the same thing with other different forms of getting out to the media.
That was the other part of the comment I wanted to make. She said like 70% of our group doesn't know how to Facebook and tweet, and that's very true. And look at anybody that's on Facebook that feels comfortable with it, that knows how to use it, anytime we have breaking news that John sends anything out like that that goes out to the whole group, anybody that has a Facebook account under NLA, and even, well, we have a Facebook account too, that stuff should be put out there. You could feel free to do it, man. I mean, that would be so great. I mean, I do. I can do Facebook, but I break out in a rash. I have a problem with it. I tell the kids, don't be posting my picture or the pictures of the house on there, and the stupid school spies on them on there. I just have a bad taste. You know what I mean? But look, it's a great tool, and anybody that knows how to use it, because not everybody. Look, you're not going to teach us old dogs new tricks here. So the guys and the gals that can use it should be helping us out by posting that stuff on their site. Now, I tell my kids, look at posting MLA stuff, and they do.
What more people need to do is get on to the National Liberty Alliance closed group that, as of today, it has 379 members, but, you know, not everybody's posting. We do share on other pages any kind of breaking news or action or press release. More people need to get on National Liberty Alliance on Facebook. It is run very closely by Virginia Baker, so she's constantly watching and monitoring if the wrong people, she doesn't even let the wrong people get in. If they're not mutual friends of quite a few of us in NLA, she's not going to let them in the group. So, you know, start friending a lot of us that are vocal or are on Facebook that are active with NLA, and then request to join into NLA, National Liberty Alliance Facebook group, because we discuss all kinds of things, you know, all kinds of things, because till there's a common law grand jury to go for your issues, there's all kinds of people doing things against the common people. So last week I had an incident. Somebody wanted to give me a summons, but they didn't even declare they were trying to get a summons. They worked in a tag group. So I posted it on National Liberty Alliance with their pictures so that people could see what I'm dealing with. Luckily, my property has an 8-foot security fence, so I'm not giving them permission to come across. But other people have issues that in real time they have to discuss. So as a group, we discuss information, what other people have done, other links, other YouTube clips. And this helps everybody as a community, because we cannot expect John Durash or you know, these once-a-week national calls to deal with our personal issues. So it's very good when you organize and discuss online in real time. Hey, somebody, you know, pulled over so-and-so for a ticket, and, you know, how do I deal with this? So it's very important to get involved on the Facebook group. If you don't know how to get on, ask your children or your grandchildren. Write down the directions, how to use the buttons, how to copy and paste, how to reply, because your children and grandchildren love you. They would be ecstatic to teach you. This is how I learned about social media, is my children signed me up for a profile page. So if I didn't have them do that, I probably wouldn't have done 8 years' worth of activism. So it's very important to tap into your resources.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, all right, well, look, we're gonna get some conversation going on all of these media ideas, like using Facebook and YouTube and also the regular news and so on and so forth. And we're going to take it over to the meetup group. So the people that have some involvement like yourself will definitely want to get involved in that ongoing chat and information, and we'll set up talking points over there and just do all kinds of things and just get involved. And then you guys will then feed it not only through the process, but also here on Monday night, maybe we'll give someone some time to talk about, you know, what they could do for Facebook or what they could do for tweeting or what they can do for YouTube or what they can do for the news or, you know, the network or the local or whatever. I mean, we just got to be creative and lay out a plan. We that's what we have to do.
Yeah, it's very easy. Your children or grandchildren, they know how to move around the computer like, you know, snap, snap, snap. They know it. And they're very, 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 very happy to teach their parents or their grandparents how to use it. They are ecstatic to teach. So that's your easiest resource. If not that, then go to the public library. The librarian technician for the computer lab is more than happy to show you. That's what they're paid to do, is to be there to help you navigate their computers. They have whole computer labs. So even if you don't own a computer, it's free access when the library is open. And, you know, these are things that the more we share our collective knowledge in between each other, the more successful we're going to be. The you know, it's just amazing what collective knowledge does. So I yield.
All right. Appreciate your time, Sarah. We'll talk again soon. Okay, the next caller, Tammy's from New York. How you doing, Tammy? Okay, don't talk to me, Tammy.
All right. Sorry. No, I had to take it off mute. Okay.
You went up there and you got those papers?
No. So it's a couple of little things tonight, quickly. Yeah, I was fumbling with that for a while, and then I called over, and, you know, I had to bug Oliver today. And so he looked, and I think he's on the line, and I asked him would he bring it up, but I thought maybe he had plugged in before me for the
court. Oh, you're talking about the papers for the courts?
Yeah, so what happened was...
Oh, yeah, they're up there. I put them up there.
Okay,
the
well,
we spoke. I think it was the following morning I finally got them done and up.
Yeah, but what are they under? Because everything I went under originally that we should have, like the essay and lectures, and then either we go court cases or to the court access.
Yeah, let's go. I'll take you through it real quick. You go up to essays and lectures. Just highlight on that. Okay.
Right, drop down.
Your drop-down box, you go to court access. Then go over to court case examples. Click on that.
We don't have that.
You don't have court case examples?
I don't have any court access or court case. Right, I have everything you told me.
Look on your blue bar. Look on your blue bar. Do you see the Juris tab all the way on the far right?
No. We just have...
You're not logged in. That's why you're not seeing that.
Oh, for real? For the welcome, political news, essay and lecture, civil courses, services, contact states?
Certain things we don't allow people to see unless they sign in. There's not a lot, but there are some things we just don't have out there. The Juris tab is one of them, and that tab under the essays and lectures is another one.
Okay, so
you have to sign in.
All right, that's cool. Oh,
and
wow.
And then once you sign in, you'll see right on the top, you'll see action, file on demand, Memorandum law and jurisdiction, and summons. All four of them go together, and it's an example. And it doesn't matter. Any court you go into, especially one that you've gotten a summons, you've been summoned into court, for a legal matter, not necessarily for a contract argument or anything, but for other matters, where they call sort of criminal or traffic, you can use this. It's the boilerplate for any case.
Okay.
Same argument over and over. This is your case. So this should be helpful to a lot of people. It's very simple.
Okay, so that's good news. That's real good news. So thank you. And then my question is, I was looking under the states, and then I was looking under time to see. Under states, there's a tab that says national state forums, and then after that you get to see time to see if NLA works. Oh, I love that. I love that tab. Time to see if NLA works. And what it is it looked like people posted, you know, different issues or different problems they was having, and they would put up, you know, maybe some information, and then, you know, somebody, if they weren't sure who was in their area to ask some questions or to find out some things or how to do something, they could then post, and then someone would post back, you know, who was in their county for the county organizers and things like that. So two things earlier today stood out on me because I like this kind of stuff. I like the meat and the potatoes, the dirt, you know, hitting the dirt stuff. I love this. But two pieces stood out for me. There's a gentleman, and I think he's also a county organizer too. His name is Luis Salvador. So he put up that he had been going to court on August the 31st. The 31st, and he was number 6 because there's numbers. Each little blog is like a number, and so a post blog. And so he was putting up that he had to go to court, and he knew a lot of stuff because I spoke with him today. But I was just calling because of the date that he put it up, and I just wanted to find out. I know he's over in the Nassau County, Hempstead. So I was just calling him to find out since, you know, it's titled Time to See if NLA Works. So I wanted to find out, touch bases, and see how did it work out for him. So I think I was a little bit disappointed, and I did ask him to come on a call tonight, and he's been listening on the calls anyway because, like I said, I think it's the county organizer. So he said that he did speak with one person, you know, somebody, and it kind of, you know, gave him some information. But I think his real concern was him going to the court, and he's already been there, and I don't know if he's been there more than 2 or 3 times, but he's been at the court, and over in his area, what he was asking was if somebody would just come to court, not to really do any talking, but just to show up, and so right. That the court see he wasn't alone, because remember, John.
Right. Well, look, this is in order for people to get people to come, you got to befriend them first, and the best way, you can't, people cannot expect to call up an organization of people and get a hold of some leaders and say, hey, can you come to court with me, and expect that they're going to go, because they've got a life, they've got other things, they got right. plans, they got duties, they got work, they got a lot of things going. But
right.
but you get together on a weekly basis in your state working the NLA program, and then one of you's got to go to court. Now you know each other. And your friends, and of course you're going to support each other, and you're going to say, hey, you know, Oliver or Tammy or John or whoever, hey, I got to go to court. Can you come with me? Of course they're going to go to court with you, unless for some reason they really can't. But you're going to get people now.
Right.
Now we have support. We have a support group.
Right, and see, and I'm glad that you're explaining it like this because, like I said, I ask questions and I bring things up because I need to hear the side of NLA. You know, I need to hear the conscience part of, you know, what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how to best do it, right? And so
right.
that's what you just explained, which is good. You know, when I come and ask questions and talk, it's not to be derogatory or attacking, but it's to be more thought provoking and more conscientious on this is the National Liberty Alliance. We're doing this for a reason. It's serious. It's not a game. It's not a joke. People's lives are changed because people's lives are being changed, right, before they
right.
even come here. And so, you know, it's good to hear that. And then also Salvador gets to hear that also. But then there was
mm-hmm.
another one, and then I'm done after this, on August the 17th, and it was someone down in the District of Columbia, and they put on there, it was something to do with the Eric Garner murder. This person's husband had filmed it. They had arrested him, and the person, and I'm just assuming it was his spouse, was really fearful that they were going to kill him. Because of the, you know, the sensitivity of that specific situation, that case. And so I was just wondering, so when these people put the post, do somebody from that county or does someone in our state, rather it be a state coordinator, rather it be the co-coordinators of the state, you know, even if the as a county organizer, can we interact, and not saying you're going to court as a National Liberty Alliance rep, because we can't do that, but we can go just with the general knowledge of your common law to use it where it can be used. And maybe go from there. Like I said, not saying.
Yeah, as long as we keep it a people thing. Look, I've been involved with a case down in Brooklyn and with people who I know who are in NLA working with us. And I wasn't unable to get down to the court case, but I certainly wrote papers and different things on behalf of that individual. It was personal. Okay. I didn't use NLA.
Correct.
In my case, the people who were receiving the information knew who I was. And so that might have been a little more clout, which helped the situation along. So, yeah, that's a personal thing, though. And this is where people get into people. And, you know, we're not going to tell NLA members that they have to do anything. You do whatever you think you have to do or want to do or what you're driven to do, whatever you think is the right thing. But clearly, when you befriend people, you get together, you get to know each other, you become friends. And when friends need help, what do friends do? They help. Yeah, that's how it works. So that's what people need to do. By helping the process for all the people, when you need the personal help, the people will be there.
Okay. All right. So that's all. And thank you, guys. And I'm one last thing. Gentlemen, that gentleman in the beginning, that was a really good conversationist tonight. You guys were really good conversationists, the one that was just talking about the court and when you had to share with him there are people, you know, are locked up. And what the judge said, that 90% of those are incarcerated are there because they opened their mouth. That was powerful. That was a very powerful conversation tonight. Now, I could have listened.
We have a good conversation, yeah.
Well, that was
sometimes we get a little, what am I looking for? Elementary, and other people might get bored by that, and I understand that, but we got to keep that because there are people coming in and are new, and sometimes the questions are repeated, and I think it's worth spending a little time,
Thanks.
But we've had a lot of great conversations tonight, so you're right.
I just wanted to say hi to Tammy. She's a frequent caller on Jason's show.
Oh,
okay.
Hi, Tammy. Listen. Yes, sir.
You know,
yeah,
Jason.
I love you on Crank Yankers, darling.
Yes, and listen, I enjoy you. I get so tickled at you with your shake and wake. Is that the shake and wake man?
That's shake and wake man.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm sorry. I love you. I get just a good little laugh with you. Listen, you're good people, and I just love you, honey. Just be yourself, and you know we'll all get along, and you will love one another, and with love and kindness we'll draw each other. But listen, I appreciate you, sweetheart. A couple of us, we really appreciate you. So you just be encouraging. Hang right on in there. I'm serious. I enjoy you.
Yeah, I'm on fire. Somebody put me out.
Okay. Listen, thank you, sweetheart. Y'all have a good week.
Love you,
Tammy.
Later.
Okay,
see you later,
honey.
Okay, let's take our next caller here, a Piper from Texas. Go right ahead.
Hey, John. This is Texas Piper.
How you doing, Piper?
Hey, pretty good. Just a comment and then actually two comments and then a question here. First comment, I'm going to
hook, right? Two comments and a left hook.
Yeah. on the PO boxes here in Texas, when we got ours, they told me that they did not need the letterhead. So I'm assuming that some of these states will not need those.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never give anything you don't have to give to the government.
Exactly. It was very. I'm assuming it was a very pleasant transaction, so it went very well. And then also on the emails. Just a comment on that one, too. Now, I know somebody or some of the guys actually wanted to change their email to a Confidesk account because, number one, it's a little more secure. And then for me, my other one has been compromised. Now, I'm still using it, but it has been compromised. So that may be why some of the people are changing their emails at the last minute on you. I don't know how many people want to go back to those original ones.
Well, by the way, you should lower your mic because you're overmodulating. That's okay. Look, people can change their emails, but what they should do is they should go up on our page, go to your account, go to the top, click on My Account, click on Edit, and change your email. It's real easy. Well, anybody can go in their account and change the email anytime, or just, you know, if you're going to get to me with something and you're expecting me to do something for you online, I have to have your email to make changes in the program. So I don't know. There's no other way to find you. I mean, there are more complicated things I could do, but they're complicated.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was just versus a personal list you'd had put together or just the one that's coming off from the website.
Yeah.
I changed mine back, so but I'm still using both of those. Right. The question actually was, if we, it, let's just say that we go and we actually file these documents coming this this next Monday, what does that possibly do to the other counties that have already filed? Does that do any difference?
No, it doesn't mean anything. Look at, remember this, filing the papers the way we did in the process we went through, we did it for principle. We did it because it was the right thing to do, notification. We did it to ultimately for a memorial, and it's a notification. We did not have to file the papers with the county or with the county clerk or with the court clerk. We didn't have to do that. But it was something that, you know, it's a way of letting them know we're here. It's a formal way of letting them know we're here. And also we're letting them know we the people came together in this county, and this is what we decided, and here we are. You know, so that's why at some point everyone should file those papers. I'm going to refile the papers once we get into the courts, and I'm going to tell everyone they should. Why? For a memorial. We need to get it into the because we got it sent back, and so I just stuck it in my file. That's okay. It doesn't matter to me. When we get in there, I'm going to take it down personally. I'm going to tell them file it. They'll know they're going to have to file it then. And I'm going to take it to the clerk, the county clerk, and tell them to file it. And they're going to file it. And that'll be that. And every county should file it eventually.
Okay,
but let's not worry too much about getting it filed now, because right now the battle, the focus, is really on the federal courts right now. And you know what? I mentioned this before. It always should have been at the federal court. This is a federal situation because we've been violated our unalienable rights, all the people, and that makes it the jurisdiction at the federal level. That's the first thing. And so we should have been in the federal courts right away, but we didn't go because it didn't click on us till later. But it was perfect that it didn't, because it gave us opportunity to build a case. They built a case against themselves, their activities, all the illegal activities. We have all of that documented, and we've got lots of paperwork we generated. We learned, we kept busy, and we learned, we kept focused, and it prepared us for the level we're at now. To be truthful with you, I don't think we would have been prepared for the level we're at now, and I'm talking about where we're at right now with the writing of papers and stuff. I don't think we were really prepared 6 months ago. We're prepared now, okay? That all was an experience. It was on-the-job training. It trained us and prepared us for where we're going now. So everything we're doing is really training us. Nothing is... even though we could have done it a different way, it worked out well the way we did it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. It was a question that came up earlier today on a real brief meeting, and I didn't know if it was going to affect anything, or so basically we'll just
file
the first and everybody else does.
If people want to continue to file in their counties, by all means, go do it. If you'd rather just wait off, that's fine too. Whatever you want to do is good. Remember, activity is activity, because that's activity. Okay, and
okay.
It's important, and it's also letting them know we're here, and that's a constant thing going on, too. So all that is good, so not a problem.
Okay.
Either way,
right,
whatever you want to
much.
Do. So.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, let's take our next caller. We have 661-251. Could you give us your state and your first name, please?
And then they die. They
Hi, this is Vivian from California.
California, Vivian. Go right ahead.
Yes, I only have a couple of suggestions that maybe you could write down or something to remember. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a very good idea if you differ yourself from the rest of all these shows on the radios and on TV and all those who are is concentrating on all the problems and what's going on and all the headaches. You're the only ones who are focused on changing solutions, peaceful solutions through actions and deeds.
What if that happened this year? You've got to
start
putting
a
Republican on the Someone's got a radio in the background there?
I don't know. It's very hard to concentrate when someone is talking there.
Yeah, they just been muted. Go ahead.
No, they're still talking. Anyway, now they're laughing.
Yeah, that should stop. I mean, you may have been a delay, but I don't hear it anymore. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. So one thing also, will you ask people who are calling on Monday nights, how did they find you? Like, because I can't remember how I found you.
Oh, okay.
And it would be a good idea.
Yeah, we could ask. You know, people can tell us, I guess. You know, we've been on so many radio programs, and also we have YouTube stuff, and then there's word of mouth, and people are out there passing out cards and different things. And by the way, passing out cards, let me just take a minute to say something here. I meant to say this earlier, and I didn't. Right now, we the people, all of us in National Liberty Alliance, this is a campaign you should start in your state right away. We're gonna talk some more about this and put it as part of our plan. But just as a people, just as one of the people, you should get together and plan this in your state. Let's say you got 15, 20 people that come to a meeting. And let's say you got 20 people, make the numbers easy. And let's say you got 60 counties in your state. Okay? So each person takes 3 counties. And you get the list of the sheriffs, their actual physical address. And 3 people... we'll get to each person will take three sheriffs, and you get a jurist handbook and maybe also a pocket constitution book. You can get them. We had mentioned them before. You can get them online. I don't know whether we ever we never posted that information. We should post the information to get this.
Yeah, it's for
pocket.
Because I'm not going to remember anyway.
Yeah, we'll post it up. But this here is let's see. I'll give you the website anyway. It's NCCS.net. Okay, that's National Center for Constitutional Studies. It's NCCS.net. And you go there and you buy constitution handbooks that are very, very cheap. They buy them by the millions, so they can really sell them cheap. And you can get 1,000 of these very cheap. And then you go get our books. You know, we sell them $68 for 100. And you take one Constitution book and one jurist handbook, and you put it in an envelope. You address it to the sheriff, and you do a handwritten letter in here. Hey, how you doing? I'm one of the people. You know, I'm in this county or that county or whatever, and just wanted to send you some information because I think it's important that the sheriffs know what the real law is. And so we sent you a copy of the Constitution and a jurist handbook. That's the beginning of getting in the sheriff's you know, getting a relationship going with the sheriff. And you could do it as a person. You don't do it as the name of the grand jury, because we're just trying to get them to look at the books. So we're kind of prepping them. And when they look at these books, when they look at the Constitution, and they look at these the real law, which is in the jurist handbooks, their eyes are going to open. I think it's a real powerful tool. We have that booklet, and we should be handing it out to people, liberty-minded people, anybody in office, and definitely the sheriff, any oath taker. Got to get them into their hands. So anyway, that is a project that everyone should be working on, because that's how we can prime our sheriffs. And I've got a paper. I've got all the emails of all of the sheriffs across America, and it's been a while since I sent them anything, but I'm going to send them something soon. So if you got these booklets out to them, they'll be primed for the letter that I'm going to send out to them. But anyway, go ahead. Back to you.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, also I wanted to thank you about the common law handbook that you sent. It's a treasure. I couldn't put it down until I got done with it. And one more thing is about Russia Today. The channel is amazing. If you want to know the real news, not the BS that we have, it's you watch headline news on RT TV, the Russian one.
Uh-huh.
They have the only one that is very bad there is Breaking the Set, the communist. All the rest are wonderful. Kaiser Report, Boom and Bust, and especially the headline news. First thing in the morning at 6 o'clock, I'm up just to see what's happening, because they're the only ones that I have ever known who really bring you news from around the world. And the real
How do you get headline news? Is this on the computer or on cable somewhere?
No, it's on TV. It's called RT, R as in the letter R, T, like Tom.
Uh-huh.
TV.
RT.
It stands
RT
for
TV.
Russia Time. And
okay.
it is absolutely refreshing because finally, you can hear what's really going on around the world, all the events, and not an agenda like we have here. It's all, each one of them has an agenda.
Right. I appreciate that. I'm going to look into that. Thank you. But Gad,
I think we'll have it. If you have cable, you have Russia Today, which says RT TV.
Okay.
And that's about it. And also the letter that you have written to those judges all around America, once you read it at the beginning of a show, and I just fell on the floor. It was so marvelous. So if you sometimes read that letter, a lot of people who are very new to the Monday night meeting, because I advertise for it a lot,
uh-huh.
They will be captivated if you start the show with something that captivates them that much, like this letter is.
Well, we did a YouTube, and it's not posted yet. It's not going to be posted until we file the next one, which is the Quawanto. And again, I think we wrote this. I think this is even more powerful than the one we had before. It's more direct, more commanding. And that's what we did the YouTube one. We read it. We did a little intro coming into it, a couple of pages of intro, and then at the end we did also an exit page, because we did a video, but it was through a PowerPoint. We created a PowerPoint video, and just like the one that we have on our front page. And so we have the whole Quawanto, and I think you're right. I think that's what's going to capture people. If people sit down and listen to that, because they understand now, this went to every judge in America, and it went to every, and it's been filed in every court in America, federal court in America, and that they're going to know. And when they hear what was said, it's going to blow your mind. I think it's
chilling.
Extremely powerful.
I think we have to have people hear it so they can be very excited about what you guys are doing, especially the new people who are coming in. They need to hear those things in the beginning of the show, of the meeting, so they will be dragged in like I was.
Great, great. Yeah, we'll do something, and we try to, we will read it, by the way, when we release it. We're going to read it online here.
Wonderful. Okay, John.
On the Monday in the program.
So much for your time. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, next person, 864 292. What's your first name and your state?
South Carolina, Emily.
Ellie?
Emily.
Emily. Emily from South Carolina. How you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I just had a quick follow-up suggestion to something that you mentioned much earlier on about your 40-minute YouTube video that you have.
Right.
Which I think is great. But if the object is to get a lot of attention, a lot of exposure and viewers, you might want to also just do a summary, like a 10-minute or 8-minute or 6-minute version.
Mm-hmm.
Or
right.
Because some people just look at the length and they just don't. Don't even want
Well, you're absolutely right. I do agree with you. Our message, though, is one that takes a little bit of intellect. It takes a little bit of attention. And it is a little difficult, so people have to spend some time. And it shouldn't be difficult, and it shouldn't be boring.
Well, I'm not saying,
although we've
I'm not
been brainwashed. But no, I know what you said, because I agree with you. We did the same thing with our, like if you go to our front page, we have a video, which I'm sure you've seen, and it's about just under 40 minutes or 39 minutes or something like that. And then we did a shorter version of that, okay? And that does work out. It does help. Now, I don't know whether I can do a shorter version on this one, but I'm definitely going to take what you said into consideration.
Or
and
even
see,
just do highlights
see if I can.
Or something. The highlights
yeah.
are the only
I might do that. That might be a good idea. I'll see if I can't do that. But the entire paper is so powerful, in my opinion.
Oh, I know. I'm the
riveting
type of person that would sit, that would make the time and watch the whole thing. But
it is.
Not
but the message that the message is riveting from beginning to end. I really believe that. Well, for me, it was. I mean, and again, you know, we really did a lot of research, and you'll see in our words is it's you'll reckon if you've been studying common law and you've been studying founding fathers and listening to different things that we've been putting out there, and when you hear this, you're going to see we really put a lot together here. It's just riveting from beginning to end. That's the best I can tell you. Riveting.
I can't wait till it comes out.
So.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller, 209-418. Can you give us your first name and your state, please?
Donna, California.
California. What's your first name?
Donna, California.
Oh, Donna from California. How you doing, Donna?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, is the letter going to be sent out this week?
Probably not. No, well, definitely is not going to go out this week. And what you're referring to is the Quo Vanto, I believe. So we'll use the name Quo Vanto, which is kind of a letter, but it's a command, and it's a... you know, it's the highest command that could be given. Ultimately, it's answer, respond, and obey, or we take your head. I mean, that's the kind of a letter a quo vanto really is. And we can't go out. I guess you probably didn't get in early enough. We spoke a lot about it, and you can re-listen to the tape later, and you'll hear what we had to say about it. But the bottom line is we have 8 states who have not completed the tasks necessary for us to file it unified across the nation, so we have to wait till we catch up, those states catch up, so that's putting us off at least another week, and in some of those states we actually have people who have resigned their position for whatever reasons, and so we're looking for leadership. So as soon as we can reestablish the leadership in those states, or most of them anyway, we're not ready to send it out. I do not want to send it out with 42 states. I might be willing to go with 48, but not 42. So we need to get some more work done. But we're ready to go as soon as we can get leadership in those states. And since you brought it up, let me very quickly read the name of those states. Anybody that is coming from any of these states that would like to step up and take a leadership role in your state, by all means, send me an email, john@nationallibertyalliance.org, and tell me you'd like to take this position as a state coordinator. And that is Alaska, Iowa, Kansas, Nevada, New Mexico, North Dakota, Rhode Island, and we do have someone that stepped up for South Carolina recently. We can use help in South Carolina, and we definitely can use some help down in Delaware, too. So anyway, but we do have leaders for those two states, and you can take a co-leadership with that if you want. But anyway, those are the states. We need to get people there. But go ahead. Anything else?
Well, I just wanted to know if anybody wanted to send me a letter that I could put in the newspaper that they've already done, and before they could send it to me on my email.
Well, we will be doing things like that in the next week or two, and we'll be sending it out to you and everybody, and we'd like you to get as involved as you can. We'll get some chat going on over at the meetup group that we have, meetup.com. We have National Liberty Alliance over there. And so we'll get some conversations going on over there and participation, and then we'll be having different things that you can file with the different news medias.
Yeah, because there's already some sent out. I just thought I should do that one.
Yeah, we don't have anything particular at the moment to send out. But if you want to send something out, if you've got the jurist handbooks, mail that out to the sheriff. Everyone should be mailing jurist handbooks to the sheriff, and they should get a lot of them. If 10 people mail to the same sheriff, great. Well, that's not going to hurt nothing. Let's get him out because he'll give him to the deputies, hopefully. So, anyway, anything else, Donna?
Oh, no, nothing.
Okay, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time. You too, God bless. Okay, California Joe, go right ahead.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I think it can be much simpler. I mean, if you just go by Matthew 7:12, that pretty much says it all. And if you can't go back to it with whatever you're trying to complicate, then I think you're confessing.
Uh-huh.
So the
and
thing I wanted
did,
to,
are you, you did you say Matthew 7:12?
Yeah.
Okay, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And you see, this is the value of the Holy Bible right here. These are the things that we need to be filling our hearts and our minds and our souls with, and then we'll get the job done right, because this is the good book. I know some people have voiced their opinion. A lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, because it isn't really a lot of people, but a couple of people here and a couple of people there from time to time will bring up the Bible reading stuff to me, or, you know, do a little something different here. But look, if we don't honor God and put him up front, we're not going to get blessed. If we don't get blessed, guess what? You ain't getting no liberty. You are not getting liberty without God. That's an absolute 100% sure fact. Okay, I believe that with my heart and soul and everything in it. And I see the examples of that throughout the whole Bible. Whenever the people were obedient to God and having a relationship and communicating with him, they were prosperous and they didn't lose a war. And God rose up nations to bring judgment upon other nations. He explains that in the Bible, how he works. And but the moment that they turn from him and they start to look in a different direction and they're not communicating with him, all of a sudden they're losing wars, they're falling into all kinds of problems, they get into trouble until they repent and return back, and then they get the blessings again. But you can't have the blessings without the relationship. And this is very, very important for people to realize. This is, you know, this is, NLA was built on this kind of a foundation, really. We always have focused in. We haven't spent as much time with reading the Word that we should have in the beginning, but it's always been focused right back onto the Bible. Ultimately, it's biblical foundation. That's what common law is. It's God's Word. Anyway, thank you, Joe. Go ahead. What else?
Speaking of which, do you want to go to break now, John?
No, we got a lot of people in the queue, so we'll break out 5 minutes early so I can get a breath, but Let's skip it if we can, okay?
How about like at 11:30 or something then?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do it. I go get a bottle of water. Go for a couple of minutes, put something on. I'll get a bottle of water, and then I'll come back and finish up with Joe, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Join us every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, for The Word with John Durant with NationalLibertyAlliance.org. Doing an in-depth Bible study from Revelation and the barren time we live in to Genesis. The second hour will feature callers and hosts discussing the scriptures covered and how it speaks volumes in our life today. The Word with John Durash. Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Shake and Wake Radio. Tune in for The Word. This is the Shake and Wake Radio Network, where the truth is all that matters, and the truth will make you free.
He's living on the inside.
Like a Lion at shakeandwakeradio.com.
crashed.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Okay, we're back now. Let's get back to Joe from California. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't think I have time, and you have a lot of callers, to say what I really want to say. Plus, an additional thing added to what I wanted to say is you repeated again that the Constitution was changed, and that's another subject that I'd really like to tackle, but it takes a while because I have a lot of information that I have to throw at you all at once here. So,
okay. You know what I'd like to do, though? Are you saying that we have some problems with our Constitution?
Well, it's not just me. One of the things I want to tell you is Richard Henry Lee, which was the sixth president of Congress assembled during the Revolutionary War, he wouldn't sign it. He was against it. He's written one of those anti-federalist papers, and he explains in very clear words exactly what they were going to do to the court system to take it away, create a legal fiction, bring everybody into the legal fiction. And basically what I tried to start with was Matthew 7:12. If somebody starts making these laws that only apply to their targets or their victims, then that's a confession right there. It's no longer rule of law.
You do realize, though, that the Capstone Bill of Rights, which was added after the convention, that clarified and fixed a lot of the problems. For instance, it is true that without the Bill of Rights, then it absolutely is true that they would have been able to come in a way and do the damage that they've already done and do it and claim that they had the authority to do it. But with the Bill of Rights, which is better appreciated as the Bill of Prohibitions, that prevented them. Everything they've done in order to accomplish what they were concerned of them accomplishing is still illegal, and it's a fraud. Shall I say it's unlawful, and it's a fraud. And that's because of the Bill of Rights. You know, this whole thing, the Bill of Prohibition, is, you know, Congress shall make no law, and it goes on and 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 on. There's quite a few points you can go through, and that seemed to be, the final blow against the enemy for whatever damage they think that they were going to get away with in the Constitution. So I think it's and I'd love to hear anybody's position on where the problem is, and I'd like to look at it and consider it to see once if I can agree with them or show you how. Well, if you just hold it there, that's fine, but you have to interpret the body of work by the whole body of work. And so when you go over here and apply this to that, they can't do it. So if you can get me some information on what people are claiming is a problem, I'd love to see it. Because I'll tell you what, I have dissected the Constitution, and I'm continuing to dissect the Constitution, and I'm finding it to be pretty darn good work, let me tell you.
Well, the guy, not just me, but the guy that I was going to tell you about by reading his words, but it's lengthy, it's Richard Henry Lee, and he explains exactly what they were going to do. And then they did it because it's right there, 1789, it's right there in the Judiciary.
But did they do it lawfully?
According to them, it's always lawfully.
No. They claim lawfully, but then look at every act that they went through. And I'll tell you what, in our quantum, we deal with this subject in a sense from that how that they have taken and made laws that are no laws at all through statutes and code. And they're no laws at all. They had no authority to do it. The whole thing is a fraud. The whole thing's a fiction. They don't have a leg to stand on. And one of the key things that really the Constitution gets us back, that takes us to the Constitution, gets us back, is the authority. Whenever anybody does anything to create legislation or a presidential order or something or a judgment by a court, well, by what authority do they act? That's the question. And if it cannot be traced back to the people, they don't have it. And that's the key thing about the Constitution.
Well, that's not where there's an argument if the Bill of Rights is there, but actually the date on the Judiciary Acts, which was when they went ahead and made themselves kings again, was September 24th, 1789. And then the day that the same Congress went ahead and sent the Bill of Rights to the states was September 25th, the day later, 1789. So, you know, they have the Bill of Rights there, yes, and that is on a perfect agreement. That's where we need to, our window of opportunity to get back into common law.
Exactly.
And, okay, and two things then, if you're allowing me to just follow through with this, because it's going to take a little bit more time, is the thing about the sheriffs, and if you go over to the trial by jury by Lysander Spooner, he makes it abundantly clear that there were two types of sheriffs. And it says right here, there is much confusion and contradiction among authors as to the manner in which sheriffs and other officers were appointed, some maintaining that they were appointed by the king, others that they were elected by the people. It goes on and on and on about that, so you have to understand that there's two, not just one, type of sheriff or type of anything. And then if you bring that right back to Matthew 7:12, either or, they're the type of person that says the laws apply to everybody or nobody. And then there's those that say, and they have criminal minds, they have guilty minds. They say the laws apply to the ones that I say they apply to, they do not apply to me. In other words, I can make a slave of somebody, and you can't. And so if you want me to stand, or if I can take the time to read, I threw together my own sheriff's letter, because if I'm in this, and I'm in this, but if I'm in this in the way that National Liberty Alliance is in it, then I can't just sweep this Constitution thing under the rug. The part of it that I know is the fraudulent part, not the Bill of Rights part. And so when I read things like what's in the jurist handbooks, I can't get past the third page without running into the same problems I see. But if I can, if you let me, I'll read this really quickly, this letter I've got written to the sheriff.
Well, how long will it take about?
Let me read one paragraph and then you can tell me to stop. Innocent people need a common law sheriff to help end crime in San Bernardino County. Anyone issuing criminal orders from any position of authority anywhere in the county of San Bernardino ought to be found out, accused of said crime, and offered common law due process so as to stop the issue of criminal orders at the source of criminal orders in any case where criminal orders are issued by anyone in San Bernardino County.
Okay, now we do agree, I think, that there is only one lawful sheriff, and that's the elected sheriff, correct?
Well,
and that's a principle too. I mean, that goes back, and I do agree that the king chose the sheriff in some parts, and then there's an argument that people choose the sheriff. But you got to remember, that was the mistake that England made, was to create a king in order to hold the sovereignty of all men. All men had to chase down the king to get the king's rule, so they claimed. And that's from the perspective of the king. And, of course, if you're in court, and you're being accused of a crime, you have the jury. But on the other hand, you got the king to get your business done. Now, and that there, you see, that gives us the picture. When you go into the king to get business taken care of, now you're going, that's going into an equity court. When you're dealing with a criminal matter, which you also can take that to that matter also if you want to, or you can go to the king or to the judge that we have. We have a judge to go to if you want to take it into the equity court. That judge is a jurist. That's who he is. He's one jurist. He makes a decision, and you're giving him the permission to do that. And if he's honest and he's obedient to Article 6, Paragraph 2, then you're going to get a good decision. And if he makes a mistake or if he's evil and goes the wrong way, well, then there's a tribunal to go up after that. And that's, I think it's three or four judges. And then above that, they have another eight or nine, whatever it is. You know, you got the appellate court and the court of appeals in New York, for instance, and all of those are jurists, but they're judges, okay? And they have the appellate system to second guess the trial side, the trial court. Now, when you go into the people, there is no appellate system. when the people make the decision, that's final. There's nothing else to talk about. No one can overturn that. Not even the United States Supreme Court can overturn that unless someone's unalienable rights were violated there. And as long as that didn't happen, they can't overturn that case. That decision of that jury is final. A lot of lawyers just don't understand that when they do the appeals and stuff. If there's a jury, well, they got to find a violation on why that needs to be overturned or reconsidered. Now, back in England, they made the mistake, and it was a biblical principle. And again, you know, you can't talk about these things without talking about the Bible, because you got to go back to the Magna Carta, and everything is biblical principles. So, and I just want to bring that point up again, because I hear this at least once a week from time to time, a person here, a person there, that, you know, the we should leave the Bible out of this. Well, you leave the Bible out of this, you're leaving God out of this. You leave God out of this, you don't have common law. How can you go to get common law that God had created if you don't go to God himself to have it applied? And he tells you, I'm the one that gives you the liberty. I'm going to give you the blessings of liberty. If he doesn't give it to you, you don't get it. You're never going to get it. But anyway, getting back to this, this is where they made the mistake. They got a king. They made the same mistake the Jews did with Samuel. They went to Samuel and said, we want a king. God's your king. Prior to that, they had Joshua. Joshua was won every war he fought against. He was obedient to God. He had a relationship with God, and he was not the king. He was just a prophet. God spoke to him. He went and he said, thus saith the king. The king gave the order and the rule, and the people went out. And when God, the king, gives the order to a prophet, and the prophet goes to the people and says to the people, this is what God wants you to do, you can put your bottom dollar on it, they're going to be successful, because he's the creator of the universe. You see, that's why the United States, we got that extra blessing. We didn't choose a king, but we fell asleep. That's what we did. We left our first love, and we have to return. And that means we have to bend our knee to the God of the universe, the creator of everything. And so that's where the big problem went in. But now you got the king with a sheriff that may have appointed a sheriff, and he shouldn't have done it. But on the other hand, they gave the authority to the king to do the people's business and to make sure the people's business. So why not the king have the authority also to choose the sheriff? And if the king becomes wicked, well, he controls the sheriff, people are in trouble, and that therein is the curse again, because they went to man to solve their problems, and they didn't go to God, okay? So now when you get rid of that whole process with the king, and you get rid of that, and you don't have that, you go straight to God, and the people decide, now you have a whole different story. You don't have the corruption. So, but anyway, we'll have to look more at another time, because we do have other people. We're getting late, and I'd like to continue the discussion. Send me something short if you can. I don't have the time to really get too bogged down in anything, but send me something short on your position, and I'll look at it. Copy Gerard also. All right, Joe?
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you next time. You can come back to the end, maybe, if we have extra minutes in the end, you can continue. So
no, it's 3 hours later there, and it's late here. So
okay,
next time.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Next caller, 714-414. Your first name and your state, please.
Well, John, it's Ron from California.
Ron from California. How you doing, Ron?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Well, you talk about interesting evening. Sure is. Almost gets. By the time I get into it, it's the point I wanted to make or points that from earlier on. It's like kind of like I'm so wowed by the recent conversations. But the thing is this, if I can hail back to earlier on where media was being discussed, I want to bring this point to your attention. You may already be aware, and it's only because I pay attention to other things. And you mentioned other programs that you were on in the Drake Show in particular. They have, what's the name of their person that is the Thomas Williams. Okay, so in a question, it's very interesting. A question and answer time is sometimes very interesting to hear these things. It was a passing comment a week or so ago. It's recent. And he was saying, I forget the context, but the gist is, and this goes to the media ideas coming up, and I just, excuse me, wanted to make you aware of this. His brief comment was, I've been trying to get a hold of John Durash, but it's been impossible. Okay, well, that's not surprising, you know, for all the reasons.
The point I'm trying to make is that you keep them in the mix. If you don't, haven't already made contact, and something in the conversation, something you said seems to me to think you do have that in mind, but that's just reading things. But I wanted to bring that to your attention, that, that he's trying to make contact with you, and at the right time. Plus, Drake has a Facebook thing. Oh my God! You know. Now I'm like Gerard. I'm not big on Facebook for. I have my reasons, and so what he
well,
said.
Well, now there are three of us. Okay, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, though. Okay, and having said that, also, and it brings me right to the thing. You know, you're talking about tweet, Facebook, and all these things, and then the lady, Sarah, was bringing in the idea of, you know, the kind of thing that she's used to using, which is email and probably, she didn't say blogs, but that's what it sounded like to me. It's like an onion, and you've got all these different layers. I think it's really awesome that these are being brought to bear. We're talking cannons, 45s, you know, all this kind of power going out there. And I think it is long, ideally, if it's all heading back to the education one can get at NLA, coming to the Monday night calls, which is obviously a tremendous place to get, you know, a commonality of and information, but it's certainly, you know, the two things the NLA side has is all that education availability, plus what's coming to bear with the essays and stuff that's coming along in the education, da-da-da-da-da. So if these things, along with the other jobs that they're doing, which is awareness at whatever the levels, and technology is a great thing, even if it's superficial like tweets, but if it leads them and it hits audiences that it, other things wouldn't, it's like, for instance, the comment on the 45-minute, I'm really looking forward to see the 45-minute YouTube. I think, though, that maybe that lady that brought up the idea about highlights would be a good thing somehow, however that works. I really don't know, but if it gets people interested who can't get into it, they'll come back maybe to it. So, you know, it's totally up to you and your consideration on that regard, but I've heard so many wonderful ideas. I agree with you that the meat and potatoes and the intensity, when you start getting educated, I mean, my God, you can't help but get excited about this stuff. However, those with that their eyes are clouded have to have something to get them into it, and maybe that's where the highlights might fit in. So all of this in communication, all this layers of onions, all these different kinds of technological windows opportunities and should be pointers back to ultimately getting people to go get deeper into this. Obviously, we'd all like to be educated. I'm dumb and stupid. I wish I knew what you knew. When I hear you talk about these, the way you point things, oh man, it's just really great. So hopefully we can all get educated like that eventually. Unless it's going to take longer. But the point being is that all these layers, onion layers, I think, are being or can be designed to be pointers as well as other things. I think there's multi-aspects to them. That's the beauty of it, too. But the point is to reach out. Now you're starting to, you know, later on you're talking, what is being talked about is that I'm hearing is these media campaigns that are going on. It's time for that. That's wonderful, and in its own way. And then maybe that other person can have. You know, the person that talked about those high wattage that's been trying to get in. I don't know his name, but he was offering those high wattage radio stations. Well, you know, if you've got the, I didn't understand why it couldn't be getting to the person, the media that you were talking about has an exclusive. The exclusive sounded to me like a great core point, a great heart, a great center. Because it's not only the it keeps the integrity of the message, but why can't it go out to any and all alternative media as it's being called, like Gerard was talking about, you know, however you want to call it. But if these higher wattage places, they should certainly be having access to that too when that comes. I think they should definitely, and probably are, but it's my opinion, be kept in the mix because they reach. So, you know, the media potential of tonight's call just wow. I mean, it's blowing my
mind. Yeah, and we will always talk directly to and with the alternative news media, even when we give the exclusive to some people who's going to be handling mostly the general, the regular media. That's what we want to stay away from. But we'll always be available to the alternative media direct, always. And so we know who most of those people are already anyway. And if you want to, anybody who wants to get into brainstorming ideas and working with a workshop, we're going to have a meeting in the next day or two. You can send me an email, john@nationallibertyalliance.org, and just say, hey, I'd like to get into this. If you have something to offer, I mean, we're looking for people who have experience in something that will help us get things out to the people. And so we want to do a media campaign that includes anything you can think of that gets the word out to the people. So if you're involved with doing a lot of tweeting and you have a lot of experience in that and you know how to get that to become viral, we want you at this meeting. If you're a Facebook person and you really got a lot of people involved in a network and a lot of people that have that's on your Facebook, maybe that liked you or whatever they call that, and so you've got a lot of following, and you can help us to get it viral there, our message, which is going to be a powerful message, and we're going to try to make it short and then lead to the meat, okay? The meat will ultimately be the video in most cases. And, of course, what we're going to do is we're going to put this video on YouTube, but we're also going to put it on our front page. It's going to be a second video after the first video, which is an introduction. But we might actually put this in front of the first video. We may put this around the top and center of the page because this really will draw the people in to see where we're at and what we're doing. They'll understand that we've have accomplished something and have gotten to a certain place in time where we need to be to take our nation back. And so anybody who thinks that they can add and help in some way with some form of media, by all means, send me that email and do it tonight. And I'll get you a message out tomorrow morning. I'll put you on the list, and I'm going to send a reminder out for the meeting, and I'll get it out to you, and you can join us. And after this first meeting is going to be, on the phone. But after this, I think we're going to do something. We're going to discuss this. We're going to do something probably in the meetup group, because that's something people can do. You know, they can respond or put some thoughts and ideas out when they have the time to do it, and then when they have the time to read what others are saying, they can go back and read it so they can follow along and keep that conversation going without having to be at a certain place at a certain time on a certain day. That'll kind of free us up, but it'll also help to build us up and prepare things. And then when it's necessary, we'll call for a meeting for the sole purpose of structuring something in writing so we can get it onto the page. And then everybody will know where the media campaign page is. And we'll break it up in categories or something. And, you know, we'll try to get it as sophisticated on the one hand as possible, in the sense of, you know, putting a lot of things together and everybody can kind of pick and choose what they feel comfortable that they can participate in to get the word out. And we're going to ask everybody to download this paper and mail it to the major networks. We're going to ask everybody to do that. We need to get thousands of people sending in a copy of what we filed into the court. And then also we're going to ask people to do the same thing to their local media. You know, and we got to keep this going. We can't let go. We're not going to do this for one day and we're done. We're not going to do this for one week and we're done. We're going to do this until we get into power and into authority. And as we keep putting this pressure on, we'll see once what we might do with the next paper. So, but anyway, Ron, anything final before I move on, because it's getting late?
No. Other than, I don't know if this is a local thing, and I just maybe a good reason. It's interesting how Grace works and how maybe the delays, along with a lot of things. It's never just one black and white issue. But we're having a problem out here with the local paper. All of a sudden, no delivery. The uh-huh. Orange County Register, bang, 3 days, and you call up the customer service, and they're saying, well, we're having a transition thing, and sorry if there's no more, if you're not having papers. It's like, amazing. I don't know what's going on. I just say that's kind of interesting. And I think because right now there's a very strong effort in the, call them what you will, Illuminati cabal, blah, 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 that this, they're really pushing back right now, and I think they're going to ultimately fail, but they're really making trouble, and this may be a symptom of it. It may just be a local faux pas. I don't know. But anyway, that being said, it's just, I wasn't even thinking about that, but I've been having to deal with it in my own time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Live long and prosper. Godspeed. Okay. Keep the golden rule. And thanks for everything.
Thank you, Ron. All right. Next caller, 530-888. Do you have... let's see. The button working? Let me try it again. 530-888, what is your first name and your state, please?
Yes, it's California, JP, Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Pierre, how you doing from California? How do you spell Jean-Pierre? How do you spell that?
Just JP.
Oh, just JP. Okay, JP.
That's fine.
JP from California.
First of all, I'm going to be brief. I applaud you to drop the Thursday call, fixing individuals who won't fix the system. And I thought that you were doing mostly that on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
We need to focus on the point here, and I don't hear many people talking about the point. I agree with Joe that the Constitution is not perfect, but I don't think it can be changed on this forum.
Well, it's true. It's true. It's true that we can't change it on this forum, and it is true that it's not a perfect document because it's not the finger of God that wrote that document. But definitely, the men who brought it together were influenced by God. But certainly, the sons of Satan were in there too. You know. And that's the problem. They did take over that convention, and you hear about these complaints in the Anti-Federalist Papers that they took control. But you know, the key point to this thing was that capstone of the Constitution, which is the Bill of Prohibition, the Bill of Rights, and that really, I think, neutralized a lot of the problems. I'm interested to hear, you know, me, I don't need to read paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs in order to get the point. You know, people will try to make a point, and sometimes it does take a lot of words to make a point and to bring them down, and then they can boil it down to a couple of lines. But I'd like to know, someone, if anybody thinks that there's, you know, we do know the slave problem in there, the three-fifths.
By the way, if anyone knows how to boil it down to a couple lines to make a good point, let me know, because I've been trying to do that for a long time.
But anyway, the point is that when you get to, let's take the three-fifths men, okay? Obviously, that's a problem, but it doesn't affect us today, okay? But nevertheless, it was a problem, and yet I've heard some people come up with thoughts and ideas, and who knows, I don't know, but it doesn't affect us today. Nevertheless, okay, I'd like to hear, well, look, this is, you read this here, and this is what they've done there, and how they distorted that and was able to get away with it. I'd like to see that, and then I'll bet you I can show you a way that they really still was under fraud, and because they didn't look over here to see this, because that neutralized that prevented them from doing what they did there.
I know all that, but don't you think it's a little too early into this forum to address those points when we cannot get 8 states to commit completely?
Right. Well, I agree.
I just wanted to let you know that I did call Alaska tonight. I talked to 3 people,
right.
And I am about to call them tomorrow, and I think I have a solution. It is fairly weird because, just like Louisiana, their jurist system is not quite the same than ours. California, New York. They don't have any counties up there.
Well, you're right, but they do. They are broken up in a way that they do divide, and we can give them counties because counties is the principle, and it works with common law, and that's how everything is structured in counties. But in any event, no matter what you call them, they call them boroughs. And look at it, in New York State, we have counties, but down in the city, we call the 5 counties down in the city, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, well, actually New York City, we call those boroughs down there. So a borough is still a county anyway. But even though they do have, maybe they have some strange things that aren't working the way it works for us, but they're signed into the same contract. They're still under the Constitution for the United States of America, and therefore, even though they may never have been under the right under things the right way, well, we're going to put them the right way, just like we all want them. And so we can do that. But just a real quick, I just want to sum up with the idea of getting into the deeper thing with, you know, we can't settle the Constitution problem. I think we could discuss it a little bit. I think it's good because, look, that is more of a media, a meat type conversation where we're getting down to the, you know, the real meat of the matter. And people want to hear that, too. So... And I it's important for us to understand it anyway. So however we can look at it, we should look at it. Maybe we should get together one evening just to discuss this topic. Maybe pick a Thursday and say, hey, Thursday we're going to get together just to discuss this topic. And we'll get Joe out there and anybody else who wants to participate, and we'll talk for a couple hours.
That would be good. That would
I
be
think
good.
That's the way to settle it, yeah. I'd like that.
The thing I'm worried that we hold up so long for what, eight states?
Eight states are holding us up. We got to get them. By the way, hang on a minute. Rick, we're going to run 5 minutes or so overtime if that's okay. All right? But in any event, I'd like to read those eight states out, and I appreciate the fact that you took the initiative to make that phone call, to talk to some people, and of course we want to be helpful to the people, and to try to get something going. Anybody else that wants to take that initiative, please, you know, you'd be helping everyone, definitely helping me, because I feel burdened that I have to try to do this.
In Kentucky and North Dakota, I'm going to call all those people. It pisses me off that nobody's acting on those states. I mean, it's
right.
It's,
we need them. We need them. They're us, so we need them. Let me just read the states off real quick: Alaska, Iowa, Kentucky. Did I skip one there? No. Kentucky, Nevada, New Mexico, North Dakota, Rhode Island. That's it. So anybody that wants to look into the list of people in those states and make some phone calls. It'll be very much appreciated if you could try to help those people. Well, they need help. Let's help them. We need their help. They need our help. So, anyway, I got to push you because we're going to go off in a few minutes and we have a few more callers.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Okay, it's going to have to be quickies here. So, Victoria.
Hey, John. This is Joe up in Massachusetts.
You don't sound like Victoria.
No.
Okay. Joe from Massachusetts.
Phone.
If someone can fix that, Joe from Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, John. I thought this was a business meeting tonight. I appreciate all the other info on the calls, but you had given me some permissions last week to do some leadership calls up here in New England, and I didn't know if we should chat about it now or at another time because those things seem to have changed.
Yeah,
or
you know what? Talk with Sheila and Josh. They're trying to organize. There's also, I think it's Richard up there. And so there's a small group of people all living up in that area. You all should get together and work on the game plan.
Sure. So last week I tried to get through to them and asked to try to facilitate that connection. I've tried every way I know for a couple months now. So if you could just put in a word that I'm trying to reach out to them.
I will do that. I will do that. I think some
thing.
Of those people are on the call right now probably. But I'll talk with them tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm going to have a meeting with them tomorrow, so I'll bring you up. Okay?
Great, because I've been calling also other people in Alaska that I know and some over in Rhode Island,
that's
which is
good.
Very far
that's
away.
What we need. Yeah.
I know that that's a priority, so if more people that I can team up with, I know you're really busy and we don't
absolutely.
Want to bog you down, but I'd just like to be able to have people connect with to work on these priorities. Thanks for taking the call. I'm done.
All right, Joe. Thanks. I got to push you along, though, okay? You got like a few seconds here. We got a couple of calls. Maybe we can get them in a few seconds apiece. 901-281, what's your first name and your state?
This is Wonder Woman, Mr. Durash.
Hey, how you doing, Ann? Yep.
Can you quickly just go over those instructions you gave the lady in New York about how to find that document on the website? I'm going to write it down right quick.
Can you? Why don't you call me right after the call?
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk then. Okay, South Carolina, Emily, go right ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Go right ahead. Yep.
I just had another idea. I think that you should also definitely include Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv in your rollout to the media, because he has a huge listenership, viewership worldwide.
From what I'm heard, he can't take us on.
He can't? Because I was just thinking that he could even help.
We've had people who we thought would be able. Yeah, we had people who thought we can get in there and talk, but he can't take us on. He may have been told he can't take us on. I don't know. You know, we have a powerful message. And, I mean, if we can get on, we'll go on. If someone thinks they can get on, get us on the show, we'll go on. Okay. All right.
That's it, yeah.
Right. And anybody who wants to get into this,
One other thing. Regarding the Constitution and criticisms of the Constitution, Judge Dale Chase has some really strong criticisms of the Constitution, and he even says, I guess he can prove that.
Well, that'd be
interesting.
We didn't
have a Constitution technically in force until the current one after 1933. We had just the Articles of Confederation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be interesting to read. I read some of the stuff that Judge Dale put out. He's kind of an interesting individual, but I also believe that he's made some error in some of his thoughts and ideas.
Because
I haven't read anything he said about the Constitution directly, but how things work, and I'm wondering if he is not just giving us some information that the powers that be want us to have. So I'm not sure about that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, could be.
Okay, right. I got to push you along because I got another caller, and we only got a couple more minutes.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, California, 661-381. What's your first name from California?
Deborah, California.
Deborah from California. Okay, last caller, by the way. Deborah from California. Go right ahead.
John, I called Kentucky yesterday. Spoke with Richard.
Okay, Rick asked.
They have everything. He's just, and I believe he said he sent it in to you already. It's on its way there.
Okay, so I'm looking for it. I'm hoping that Rick gets back in the game. He's a state coordinator out there, and I guess Rick is rich, right?
He said that they've been having, some trouble with their church and stuff, so they've been having
Fine, whatever. He's got to get into the game, and if he can't be there, he needs to get someone else to be there to be participating with us to keep going. And it's great news if Rick's back in the game, and he needs to find himself a partner or two and get the work done. We need his address yesterday, and we need his seal the day before.
He said it's on its way.
Time to get it out. Okay, I appreciate that. Anything else?
And that's the other one.
And I appreciate, again, that initiative of taking the step and reaching out of your state to work with others, to help them, to assist them, to push them along a little bit. Everybody should do this. Please, make the phone calls to the people in these other states, and let's get them moving along. Let's get this job done. We have to get it done. We've got to get it done soon. All right, Deborah, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Anything else real quick?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you very much. Okay, that brings us to the end of the program. Rick, anytime you're ready, you can take it away. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. Lord willing, we'll see you next Monday. And for those who are interested in the Bible study, we're in the book of Revelation. We just moved into chapter 5, I believe. Or was it 4? I don't remember. Yeah, I think it's 5. Anyway, it's getting kind of interesting. And so anybody who wants to jump into that study, we'll meet you
Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7 p.m.
Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Thank you, Rick.
We love you.
Good night, everybody. Go ahead, Rick. Take it away.
When you through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Home.